up, people? Welcome to a new edition of the show on the Eastern Lariat Patreon Network. It's a special show. I know you heard the episode I did about the New Japan Pro Wrestling G1 Climax. Nobody can figure out how the hell to book a four-block tournament except for me, so I did that one alone. I did the Stardom 5-star with Sandre. Nobody can figure out how the hell to get people involved in that block without messing things up for the different and conflicting dates. So they say the third time is the charm, so I called in backup for this episode. You knew that Dean was going to be on, because I cannot do a Noah show without doing a show with Dean. Hello, Dean.
Hey, Dylan. Thank you for the invite. I'm excited to talk the N1. Great job on the half-year awards show. You and Striga killed it. I love that. That's like one of my favorite episodes of the year.
You know, that took so much work to do and get through, to be honest with you. With all of the all the people that sent in votes, I still do got to be very thankful. And to you as well, obviously, being in the vote. But, you know, that was such a great show, and I'm glad everybody enjoyed it. It got a lot of publicity, and I did a lot of work on Twitter to try and hype it. So hopefully everybody enjoyed it as much as you did. And I definitely enjoyed going through it and everything on the edit, especially with the new award names and things like that. I think that added a little bit. But the half-year awards are fun. The end of the year is going to be even bigger by the end. Now we're going to get to the real winners. But besides just us, though, as I said, I needed some backup because the last two episodes have been it's more difficult to book these out than you may think doing them. So we got a third person on, and there was only one person I could turn to, the one that – I love doing shows with, and we have done many in the past, and it's been a while, so I had to bring him back because he will be at some of these shows. He's going to Japan. No one could stop him. People tried to talk him out of it, but he wouldn't listen. He needed to go to see Saxon Huxley in person, and that man, of course, is Dr. Jonathan Foy.
I'm being dropped, thanks for having me, though I can't help but feel like I've been thrown under the bus right from the get-go with the Saxon Huxley reference. But, yeah, just not the one I'm looking forward to from this show, I've got to say, from all the people that are in this tournament. He's certainly one of them. But, yeah, no, I will be at two of these shows, the two of the Kurikan Hall shows that are happening. The first one happens while I'm somewhere in the air above Japan, so I'll not be making that one. But, yeah, it's... I was thinking about this, 2018, during the Global League tournament, as it was then known, they had a three-way match to determine who would get into that final between Kenno Nakajima and Kohei Sato. So I kind of think this is like that. We're kind of harkening back to tournaments past here.
That's the references we need, though. Like we knew that's what you do. You have the experience. You have the writing experiences with your books that you've obviously done a fantastic job on. I just got asked a question about books the other day, about Japanese wrestling books, legitimately. Shout out to my man, Matt Besner. And I plugged your books, Jonathan, and you know what he said to me. I'm about to expose his answer right now.
He said, what does someone from Australia know about Japanese wrestling?
No, he already had bought them. So
excellent. That's great.
Nice, yeah, nice.
Absolutely. Like I said, see, the Eastern Lariat family, we come together. We got to support our own here. You know, you are – obviously, you've upped your game as time has gone by, and now you're going to the shows live, and we're going to see how these predictions play out. Who is going to finish first? Who is going to get it all right? Who is going to just mess everything up, which will probably be me. But by the end, we mentioned – we joked about our last year's predictions where I had the show with all draws on there, which was, you know, a wishful thinking maybe. Maybe I just want to give Hideki as much time as possible. but unfortunately, he's not in. And, you know, me and Dean, when we did the show – I don't know if you heard it or not, but we did the show about – I think it was altogether. It may have been a show after. But we were talking about when they announced the N1 – blocks and the participants in it. So we've already ran down the tournament a little bit, but now we've got the blocks in, we've got the schedule in, we know who's going to be on the last day. We're a lot more well informed about how everything went, and we are going to today do what I have tried to do twice this year and what me and Jonathan have done before, which is predict every single match of the tournament. We're not leaving anything out. We're going to go through, we're going to count the points. There is going to be math, as we all know. And somehow, some way, it will be ending with a winner of each block, and they will face each other in the final, which we also predict on this show. So with that said, the blocks are divided up into A and B, as you would expect. This is not the, like the New Japan. There is only two blocks here, so I'll run them down very quickly before we make our predictions. In A block, we have Adam Brooks, Dr. Jonathan's countryman from Australia here. So you are actually, since you're going, this is like double Aussie power right now in this tournament. I think that could be a sign of something, in my opinion.
I thought that we're banned from being in the same building as one another in terms of having too many Australians there. But no, I think we're sort of talking about this. I haven't really yet seen. I know that he's quite capable and he's had some great matches that I've seen from him in Australia. So I don't think he's yet shown off the full extent of what he can do. I'm hoping he has a chance to show out in this tournament.
Absolutely. Well, we want him to do you proud. He's going to be under double pressure as well now, because if he doesn't do good and you're there, I mean, that's you. He might as well just, you know, just like forsake his citizenship and just become an American.
I'm sure he'd be utterly devastated.
I mean, you are the judge and jury when it comes to Australian quality in pro wrestling, I would say. So we'll have to see how that plays out. But we also got Jack Morris. The champ himself, Jake Lee, still the GHC champion, going strong. Kenno in A block. Masakita Miya. Timothy Thatcher, he was going to be in last year, but had some visa issues, and now he's back and will be in this year's tournament. Yoshiki Inamura and Dragon Gate's Yuki Yoshioka filling out A block. And in B block, you've got Daiki Inaba making his return to the N1. Goshi Ozaki's there. Iodo Dr. Wagner Jr., Katsuhiko Nakajima, Manabu Soya, Lance Anawai, Saxon Huxley, and Yuma Anzai from All Japan. So each block has an outsider, with Yoshioka in A block and Anzai in B block as well. B block has multiple foreigners, actually, with Huxley, Wagner Jr., and Anawai are there. And in A block, you get multiple foreigners as well, with Morris, Brooks, and Thatcher. So you get a little bit of everything in this tournament. Dean, I want to bring you back in. Before we start predicting, I just want to ask, which block are you more in a positive vibe for?
They're pretty even. I think Jake's been really good the last few months, so I am excited to see his matchups, and they're all fresh matchups, so I think that should be pretty cool. If I had to pick right now, it's a toss-up, because I have some favorite wrestlers in each. I think that I would pick A-Block. I think A-Block is like one wrestler deeper with like guys that I think will put on really great performances.
And, Doc, what do you think about this, where you have the A and B blocks here? Do you have a favorite block of the two, or one that you think you're more excited about?
So not to be too contrarian here, they're both great blocks, as Dean has pointed out, but I'm actually going to go with B block, because I'm a pretty big mark right now for what Yuma Anzai is doing. I'm excited that they've booked him for this, and so to see him... How he fares in this tournament is one of my big question marks over this one, just because, you know, he's a rookie. They could stand to only have him win a few matches, but he's a super rookie, someone All Japan's pushing somewhat. So to see him in this, to me, is one of those big kind of X factors. And, you know, anyone that heard us speak last year about Jack Morris and how he was going to go in the N1 victory knows that we didn't necessarily predict everything, so... whether he has a tournament kind of performance like Jack Morris did last year and kind of established himself in that one tournament, remains to be seen, and to me is the big thing. And apart from that, I think Manabu Soya is having a great year. I've enjoyed his stuff across Noah and All Japan, so I think he's someone else I look for. So I think between those two, I've just got that slight bit more intrigue for B Block this year.
And that's totally reasonable. I love Anzai. I think I liked his title challenge versus Nagata more than anyone else alive on planet Earth. I thought that match was so awesome. I could watch it over and over. It was so cool to see him get the title shot. I love Anzai. Yoshioka is a great get from Dragon Gate. It's going to be really interesting how he matches up, just because of his size being what it is. I think that's an interesting storyline to follow coming in. So I think the outsiders were two home run swings for me. to get them in there. Two guys I'm very interested in seeing. To me, I like A-Block a little bit better. I just think it's a complete block. Really no weak points. You know, right now you mentioned Brooks hasn't really shown out yet, but I have faith. I am an Adam Brooks respector right now. We have to give faith in him right now to deliver in front of his countrymen. And I'm going to believe in him. I'm going to believe in the Brooks right now. And Soya, mentioning too that, there's a couple of Eastern Lariat Half Year Award winners, in this tournament as well, where you've got Anzai was the blowaway winner for Rookie of the Year. Soya was tied for the most underrated award, actually, so we gave him a little bit of love. And Keno was a tie for the MVP all around. So you get a lot of guys here that are quality. And one more thing I will ask before we start picking. I need to know what you guys thought about Kento and Nakajima going in there, because this match got just exploded online. Everybody went crazy. It was an amazing match, obviously. Jonathan, did you see that match?
Yeah, I did. I had a friend come over to watch it, who's sort of a 50-50 wrestling fan, hasn't seen a lot of stuff, and he was blown away by it. It's my current match of the year.
Yeah, you're not alone, I don't think, in that.
Yeah, just, I don't know, there was some, I'm sure you guys know what this is like, right? When you see a match like that where you're both exhausted and exhilarated after the match. So I actually had to take the dog for a walk afterwards to calm down a little bit having watched it. It was one of those, I need to get out and exercise and generally calm down because I'm both too tired and too hyped at the same time. So yeah, I don't want to gush all about that match for the rest of this podcast, but I would say that the finish was devastating, and I hope that we get to see something by way of a rematch.
Yeah, I'm with you both. I think that is definitely my match of the year right now, and I'm not the biggest Kento Miyahara fan, like, just as a wrestler. I know I'm kind of in the minority in that, but he's done some things in his matches that I don't, like, love, but just when the match started, seeing that Nakajima was wiping tears from his eyes as the bell rang, and it's really subtle, but you could see it happen. And just thinking about what he must be feeling in that situation to see, you know, we don't really know the real story, but to see this person across the ring from him that he has this history with, and, you know, I think it's safe to say there were probably some rough patches and they got over it, and, you know, Miyahara has become so successful and he's his protege, and to see him in this sold out arena with all the emotion, just from that moment, I was like, oh man, this is going to be a phenomenal match. And it totally lived up to that expectation. Just such an amazing story. And I'm so excited to see if they, wrestle again at some point, maybe, at the big New Year show, or if they do a tag match. I just think that it was so electric, and I really hope that they get back together, maybe even in All Japan too. I think it's anytime you could do any sort of match with them involved, I think you have to pull the trigger there. So yeah, easy match of the year for me, I think.
Dylan had an idea a couple of years ago for a joint show between All Japan and Noah to go into the Budokan. I feel like this match, Noah's booking the Budokan now for some reason, but probably due to expense, but I feel like Dylan's idea, this would be like my main event for that, would be the rematch and then a joint card between them.
Yeah, I'd love that.
Even years ago, I was having great ideas that we have to bring out, and that may come true. But Dean, you are living my life for 3 years ago, because the thing is, you always say that. You're always saying the same thing that I said about him, that I wasn't a big fan of his. And yet, then we talk about his matches, and it's always great match, my match of the year. Like, that's the same thing that I feel, because whenever I think of him, I think, he's not my favorite. And then at the end of the year, I always come up and he's, like, leading the pack in 4-star matches. And it's like, I guess I like this guy. And, you know, we're becoming, we have to admit our fate, Dean. We are Kento maniacs.
I mean, I might get there. I think, like, I had a down opinion on him because during the pandemic, I feel like he just ran out of ideas, which he's someone who has, his style is so built on crowd connection, And when you're wrestling in front of a clap crowd, I can't imagine how different it is. And there were some matches in the pandemic that were like pretty dire, and I was just not into them. But if I get presented new evidence, I don't hold on to an old opinion. You know, I'm going to change. Right. He's doing, I mean, the match versus Nagata, I thought was really good and different. He started to break out a bit of his normal routine. And this one, I also think he did that too, where it was just so much more emotional and he seemed more, it was hard to pick up. Like, he was angry, but he was more violent. His headbutts on the floor weren't typical sort of, I'm doing this to show off because I'm cool. He was angry and there was so much incredible stuff packed into it. And so, you know, maybe I will be a Kento maniac by year's end, but he's putting in good work, so I can't deny it, you know.
And I think that really was good. Well, what you mentioned is really one of my biggest issues with him. He's wrestled all of these guys in All Japan so many times that him doing the same stuff is kind of old hat. You mentioned Nagata. You look at here with Nakajima. Look at the All Together main event. He was getting amazing reactions. When you put him up against fresh faces, he's almost always delivering. Like this year, I think we can say that. And that's why I'm so hyped for him, and I want to see him do more with Noah specifically, because he has a whole list of fresh opponents that he could go in and face that you might not necessarily get in All Japan. So I would love to see that be something in the future. And in All Japan, I definitely think they're going to get something out of this as well. They've got a hot program, and their guy looks like the biggest star everywhere every time he comes out to a different promotion. So I think All Japan's doing good things right now. Me and Jonathan will do something for the Royal Road Tournament coming up too. You know, we'll do our predictions for that. So All Japan will not be forgotten about, and obviously they have a participant in this tournament as well. And I definitely agree with you guys. I cannot wait to see what happens next with them, because I don't think it's the end of the line. But a great storyline in general, even the interviews that Hisame translated on her blog about Nakajima. I thought his interview was so great. And it was so like realistic, where they brought up that Kento was talking about how their ideas on wrestling was he was a 180 from Nakajima. And Nakajima just kind of laughed and was like, I wonder if I feel that same way. I thought it was like such a great story. It's like, it felt like an anime line almost there. So I love what they're doing with those two, but just had to bring Kento and Nakajima up because it's a lot of people's match of the year. It's definitely up there for me. I don't like making grand declarations before I really sit down and think about it and sort my feelings out, but it's definitely up there. I will say that, you know, it's definitely could be number one by the end of the year. So it's a great match. Everyone loved it, and deservingly so. So with that said, we're going to talk about Nakajima a little bit more in this tournament, but let's get to the first show here, the N1 Victory 2023. It starts off on August 6th, and we're going to go through the blocks here. I have it listed on Pure Love, actually. Shout out to Pure Love here, listing all the schedule and things like that. So it will not be in order of necessarily main events, per se, but just how they listed. I don't know what their thinking was on how they listed, so keep my fingerprints off of this, is all I'm saying, if it's out of order. But let's start. The B blocks are all listed together, and the A blocks are all listed together, which is somewhat helpful. The first match of the tour is the big one. Go Shiozaki versus Saxon Huxley here in B block. Dean, you kick us off here. Who do you have winning to open off here, Go or Huxley?
Go Shiozaki.
Hot take there, but what about you, Doc?
I just love the way that Dean just delivered that with complete certainty. I'm in the same boat. I think the big question here is more about like what quality of match we're going to get between these two. But yeah, I definitely think Go will have his working boots on, and I think he's going to win this one for sure.
Well, you won't get any argument from me on this one. I think it would be. The thing with Huxley, we have to remember, too, is that he has his tag team with Thatcher. And I said this about the Stardom show and the New Japan one, too, and I'll repeat it here. I think when you look at guys who are champions, you can't just book necessarily based on, hierarchy, necessarily. You have to look at who may challenge for the tag titles if you're a tag champion, or who may challenge for the national title with Wagner. And with this one, it makes so much sense for Go to beat Huxley on top of it being Go. So of course he should beat Huxley naturally. But I think that it makes perfect sense overall for Go to win. So Go right now at 2 points for all three of us. The next match, I mentioned him again, the national champion, Ildo Dr. Wagner versus Daiki Inaba. Jonathan, you start us off this time.
So we've had so far, like, pretty straightforward, and it's going to be interesting to see if we can keep consensus going. But I just have to go with the person who's an established champion just to start with. I think I don't have an upset here just yet, though a match between these guys for the national title would be something they should do. I don't think it gets set up here.
Yeah, in agreement. I have Wagner here. I have Inaba doing pretty well, but I think Wagner also needs to do very well, so I have him getting the win here.
I think I'm going to go against the grain here. I think this is an upset for Inaba. I think he's a guy that we were all big fans of his tag title run earlier in the year with Masa, but unfortunately they went away from that, and now he's kind of that lost fish. I don't think he's going to do great in the tournament by the end, I will say that, but I think even when going back to the very first Global League, if you remember that tournament, Marufuji scored a win over Takayama on the first night and then didn't win any other matches in the tournament, and that's a trope you could look at where somebody maybe doesn't do great in the tournament but wins a big match to hang their hat on. And I think for Inaba, this is perfect for him to where he could beat Wagner, and that makes his tournament, even if he doesn't get a lot of wins later on at the end of the day. So I'm going to go with Inaba here. So we're going to have a split here with Wagner for you guys and me with Inaba. Always Inaba always one of my favorites. I'd like to see him do good, so hopefully he will. But if not, I'll take this win as well. The next match, we have Lance Anawai and Yuma Anzai, the All-Japan prospect coming in. Jonathan, you mentioned him. You think he gets the first win?
I do, yeah. I think that they're going to somewhat push Anzai, not necessarily in the way that you would one of their own guys, but I think he has, you know, he's from an outside company. He has to score a certain number of wins, and he's positioned in a particular way in his native promotion whereby he gets some key wins and is presented as kind of not a threat, but certainly someone who's above what you might think his station would be. So he's doing so well for someone who has less than a year's experience in matches. And I've often thought of him as kind of like they're giving him in some ways the Jumbo Tsuruta push. So I've got him winning this one just to make an impression out of gate. I don't think it hurts Lance to lose at this point. And I think that he's not going to get too many wins in my predictions here, but I've got this as one of them for what it's worth.
What about you, Dean?
I have Anoa'i winning this. I do agree with pretty much everything Jonathan's saying. I have a particular idea for who Anzai is going to beat. Could be a hot take later. But I think Noah loves to give their foreigners a big win early on, like we saw with Jack Morris when he debuted. And they've done this a lot with foreign talent they brought in. So I'm going to pick Anoa'i here just to, like, introduce him to the fans and get him on the books first.
I'm going to go with Anzai. If you looked at when they announced the names, Anzai got one of the biggest reactions from the crowd. So and he's coming off of a Triple Crown challenge. Despite him being a rookie, I think he's at an elevated level. Similar to Champion Carnival, where he was getting multiple wins there. Like you said, Jonathan, he may not be a Noah guy, but I think he's got the respect of the fans, and he's a guy people are excited to see. Anoa'i, he's definitely a project player, and maybe they will solidify him early on. I don't think it's impossible that he doesn't win here, but for me, I think that Anzai is going to be somebody to keep your eyes peeled. I have some high hopes for him in this tournament. I don't know if that'll be a hot take or not by the end, but I think it's going to be interesting to see how things go overall. Nakajima versus Soya. Dean, who do you think wins this?
Nakajima, Soya. Nakajima. I think he is extremely hot right now. Obviously, after this match with Kento, I think he's going to go pretty far in the tournament, and I think you start him off with a win over Soya there.
What about you, Jonathan?
I can't argue with that. I like Sawyer a whole lot. I hope that he gets some big wins in this one, but I don't think this is going to be one of them. That match between Nakajima and Miyahara was one of the ones that we're going to be talking about for a long time. It's a big win for him. You don't then take the wind out of your sails just yet, so I've got him going over here too.
Oh, that's another good point about that match. I didn't think he was going to win, to be honest, and I thought that was an upset for him to beat Kento.
Yeah.
And a very important win in his career, honestly. Like, that revitalized, I think, my whole perception of him from where he was before to where he is now. And I think I totally agree with you guys. They need to keep his momentum going, in my opinion. Sawyer is a fine guy. Like I said, had a good year, maybe underrated by some. Here's something I will say about him. I think he needs to change his look away from what he's changed it to from post-Congo. It just is so basic and not in a good way. I would say, I think that he needs to take a page from some other people, I would say. Go back to his original look, I would say, in All Japan. But that's just my opinion on that. But we all agree Nakajima wins here. And then we go to the A block now. The champ, Jake Lee, taking on Timothy Thatcher. Big, big match. First episode, or first show of the tour, rather. Jonathan, who do you got here?
Yeah, I really can't go against the grain on this one. Once again, I've got a lot of established guys just winning to begin with, so I've got to go with the more established one here, too.
Hey, go with Jake?
Yep, absolutely. I think I do have the champion losing some key matches and setting stuff up and kind of obviously I take it that the format here is going to be that the champion will defend the title before the end of this year against the winner of this overall, but you never know with Noah, they could do something surprising and instead have that defense take place in the new year, but I suspect it's not going to be that, and Jake will defend against the winner of this tournament, but I also can see him dropping matches here and there. This is just not one of them. I think you start him off strong.
What about you, Dean?
For A block, I think there were two paths that I saw. I think there's one where Kenno and Jake were sort of way ahead of the pack and they pulled ahead pretty early and everyone else kind of would be in the middle. And as a result, you'd have some guys near the bottom. I redid it because I think that it might be tighter, than it could be. I think like there's going to be a lot of people floating around 6 or 8. I do think Jake wins this match, but this was hard for me to call because I think that they're going to have a lot of like neck and neck races in the A block, but I do have Jake getting the win here.
I went with the upset again, much like the other singles champion losing on night one. I think you want to create some chaos and some conflict going on right now. You get Thatcher winning. I think it doesn't make sense for Jake to beat Thatcher. I think Thatcher's losses, he needs to be protected while also dropping the people who could challenge for the tag titles as well. It's kind of my thinking. And I'd obviously, Jake, that wouldn't really make any sense. Thatcher, if they wanted to do a title match in the future, you know, depending on who Jake drops to, he could very well drop to the winner of the tournament, as you said, so it might not even matter. But I do think Thatcher can be protected as a worthy contender, not necessarily a champion, but he got a title shot last year. I think he'll be hovering around that area again. So I'm going to go with the upset again. Both of the singles champions lost in my block, while you both keep them strong, which is pretty smart, I would say, in general. Kenno and Brooks, Jonathan, your countryman, what will he do on his first night here? He's got a great opponent to look strong against and show what he can do.
So far I've kind of gone with mostly established people winning. And as much as I think Kenno is on a hot streak and I think his booking will reflect very much that, I'm going to go with the route that Noah took last year with their upset win that Jack Morris had in his debut match. And I'm going to have an upset win, my first one, this one, with Brooks winning. I think that it's the best way to kind of showcase him. I think it gives you something for them to go back to later and revisit between them. And I think that this is more, if you're going to want him to show up and show out, like we've said, then this is the match to do that with. He wouldn't have a better opponent than Kenno to do that. And yeah, I think, again, if I'm suggesting a bunch of fairly staid, fairly straightforward and predictable results down the card, then I've got to go with something that shakes it up that little bit. And in this case, that's what I think is going to happen.
Ditto. Yeah. Same pick. I think Brooks gets the win. I think Noah likes that model. It's a smart, you know, this always happens in leagues and in round robins where that guy has a hot start and the guy that you think is maybe the winner, you know, maybe he loses his first or his first two matches. I think this is definitely going to be a Brooks win.
I've had too much chaos on my card. I got to go with Kenno. No, so far. I've had singles champions losing. I can't have all the favorites go under. I tried that last year with the draws. It didn't work. So I'm going to go against the grain. I like Brooks. I think he'll get some wins later. Just for the purposes of this show, I will say Kenno gets the win here to give him two. And then we have Jack Morris versus Yoshiki Inamura here. And Dean, who do you think wins between Inamura and Morris?
I have Inamura winning here. I think Morris is kind of established. You know, the fans like him. He's done pretty well for himself. He's had two title shots. I think Inamura is going to get a little bit of shine this tournament, and I think a big singles win. This would be his first singles win over, you know, someone that's not like a peer of his. Mm-hmm. Inamura has not had too much singles success in pro wrestling Noah, and I think that this would be a nice way to kick that off.
What about you, Jonathan?
Yeah, in this case, I've seen certainly, first of all, what a year Jack Morris has had, right? Like that, if you compare and contrast the things people were saying about him going into his N1 debut last year versus him now, he's definitely, in some ways, perhaps looks like the more established of these two in some respects in terms of how Noah perceive him. And for that reason, I've got him winning here. I think that they view him as being this kind of upper mid-card guy who they're going to give some opportunities to. I think that, unfortunately, and Inamura I love. I actually think that he's one of their best workers. But I'm going to go with Jack Morris here for this purpose. I hope that Inamura gets some key wins down the line, but I don't think this is one of them just to start with.
Yeah, I completely agree with that, actually. I have Morris winning. He's done a great job establishing himself. Obviously, what Dean said is true. Inamura never getting a singles win over, like you said, somebody not in his generation. And that will happen in this tour. I have a plan for him later. Like, so stay tuned on my Inamura prediction. But for this time, I think Morris, and in this block too, I think Morris can get a win here. I'm trying to keep their hopes alive going on early. So we're going to take it there. Last match on the first show, Masaaki Tamiya versus Dragon Gate's Yuki Yoshioka here. Interesting match here. Dean, who do you think gets the win here?
I have Yoshioka here. I think he is 4-3 seems like a really good guess for Yoshioka's overall record. Picking out those four wins is a little challenging, but I feel like Kitamiya is a safe bet there. A scalp for Yoshioka to get. So I have him winning his first match.
What about you, Jonathan?
Yeah, see, it's tricky because again, Kitamiya is one of these people that, unfortunately, I don't feel as though Noah give him quite exactly what he deserves. And I would love for him to have a very strong showing, but again, you've got an outsider coming in. You need to somewhat keep them happy. I think 4-3 is a great prediction in terms of his overall standing. So I'm going to agree with Dean on this one. I think that as far as the whole thing goes, you might want for more for Kitamiya, but I just don't think he's going to do as well as I might like in this tournament.
Well, and you know, somebody has to take the fall ultimately. When you look at A block, everybody's good. So you know, it's going to be a tough block to predict. But I agree with both of you. I think Yoshioka gets the win. And he's somebody they're going to really need to establish, in my opinion, because he's a quite a bit smaller than a lot of people in the blocks. So to give him a win over somebody like Masa is a perfect win for him because it establishes that he can beat bigger guys and maybe not just, you know, like a Keno who is kind of a junior in size, but you beat a legit heavyweight here. I think it puts him over well. Masa, he's a somewhat like Soya, like a good worker, like a really good worker, actually, like very talented guy, but more of a mid-card staple at this point. It's going to be interesting to see what happens with him, but I think Yoshioka needs to be protected, just to, unless you just want to, you know, maybe something goes sour in the relationship with DG and they just want to embarrass one of their main eventers here. But I don't think that's going to happen. I think that's very unlikely going in there. So that's the end of that show. The next one goes on August 9th. This is at Corcoran Hall. Is this one of the shows you're at, Jonathan?
No, this one I'm actually going to be in the air above Japan at some point. I could absolutely try to, like, rejig my schedule to make this one, but if I did that, I would be leaving my wife to contend with our son on her own for another night, and I just can't really justify doing that for a wrestling show. If I was able to be that much of a prick, then this would be the kind of show I'd do that for. One particular match I'd love to see, but no, that's just too much for even me.
Well, with that said, you could not make it for this match, but you can predict it. Nakajima versus Saxon Huxley. Who do you have here?
I've got Nakajima winning this one. Yeah, I think, see, with his gimmick and with everything else that is going on, I feel as though Huxley would not need to pick up a whole heap of wins to create chaos and stuff like that. I've seen a few more of Bruiser Brody's matches as of late. I feel like Huxley needs to watch those in terms of a guide for what to do. And maybe not on the refusing to lose part, but certainly on the clean chaos. I think that's what I'd like to see from him in this tournament is, like, whether you're winning or losing, create as much chaos as possible. I feel like for someone doing this gimmick, he comes across as too controlled at points. Just my take. I've got him not winning this time. Again, what we said about Nakajima before, he's coming off of a big win against Miyahara. He has momentum. I don't think you stop that yet, and certainly not for Huxley, but that's just my take on the guy.
What about you, Dean? No.
Yeah, I'm in agreement. That's a good idea for Huxley. Like, maybe he could get himself disqualified for a couple matches to, like, protect himself in a loss and just really come across as this wild man who's breaking all the rules. So I really like that idea for Huxley, but I'm in agreement. I think Nakajima keeps the momentum and picks up the win here.
I mean, I've always said that wrestling needs more Hideo Saito tournament runs. But Captain New Japan's gimmick before he was captain. I think we're on the right track here with this Huxley idea. But I do agree, actually, that would be a fun way to kind of get him to lose and it not be too damaging. But I do think, I agree with you guys, Nakajima's going to win. What I said about Go Again, both Axis beating the tag champion, it seems like perfect. Like, too symmetrical to not do so. Nakajima goes up to 4 for all of us. Up next, we've got Wagner Jr. versus Anoa'i here. So, Jonathan, who do you have?
I've got, in this case, once again, just like I said, you need the champion to be defeated a few times to end up kind of defending it, but I don't have it being a match just yet for this one. I've got Wagner winning this one.
I have Anoa'i here. I have two losses for Wagner lined up, just thinking about who could possibly be a challenger, and I have Anoa'i as one of those possibilities. So, I think Wagner will drop this one.
Strong start for Anoa'i on your block, Dean, here. Back-to-back wins right now. Here, so.
Yeah, he peters out after that, but, you got to start him off strong, and then maybe he'll drop, you know, like almost all of his upcoming matches.
Whereas I've kind of gone the opposite route. I'm like, let's start him off cold and peter out from there.
yeah, good. I like that idea. I like your booking style, Jonathan. Hey, listen, let me ask you this about him. What are the odds we get some kind of bloodline reference throughout this tournament for him?
Oh, man.
Because that's what we need is more bloodline references.
Yes, this is a shocking twist I've laid out here. But maybe that is the thinking. If he gets up to a big start, they're trying to do that. Perhaps. I'll try and get some kind of mention on WWE TV out of it. We can see how that goes. But regardless, the next match... I predicted Wagner to win here. I had him lose to Inaba the first time, so I can't have him lose all his matches. He's a champion here. We cannot have him lose to Anoa'i, so I'm with Jonathan. Let's start him off cold, and he will continue to stay there as the tournament goes. And up next, we've got Go versus Anzai. We all had Go winning, and Dean picked against Anzai the first night. Does he get a big win here? You had him lose to Anoa'i, which makes him a dangerous threat to Go.
I do have Anzai getting this win. I think that he will still get booked kind of like a rookie, but I think the wins he gets will be meaningful, and I think that this is a prime time to do that for him. I think that this could be an amazing match too, and so I think he'll get a pretty big victory here, and I think he'll pin Go Shiozaki here.
Big time upset right now on your books here. I like what you're doing here. You're creating that chaos I talked about on night one here. But what about you, Jonathan? Are you ready to follow Dean into the chaos world?
I've got to go with chaos here. This was the match that if I was to be an asshole and kind of insist that I change the schedule to make another wrestling show, this would be the one I'd do it for, because I was kicking myself when they released the cards and that this one was on that night. But regardless, this one would be the one that I'd go to that arena for. It's two guys I think a lot of, and I think that Shiozaki will bring out the best in Anzai. That'd be an interesting dynamic. I do have Shiozaki faring very well in this tournament, but in this case, I think that would be the kind of upset that would really help make Anzai. It would be a kind of a statement win. It gives you something to possibly go back to later, and it would just, again, be one of these points that he would get. So for all those reasons and plus the kind of upset reasons, I'd go with Anzai here.
I love it. Wreaking havoc right now. The Axis return, Nakajima got the win earlier, but Go can't keep up with Anzai. I'm going to pick Go, though. I think that may be a bridge too far, even for me, to pick Anzai. I'm not quite ready to go into that chaos realm with you guys. I know Mortal Kombat is coming out real soon. Are we going to another realm right now? I feel like I'm not ready to make that jump right now. I'm like regular Liu Kang. I can't be like God version of Liu Kang right now, creating these timelines. So in mind, Go has to get the win here. I need Axis to be on the same page as well. But I love the idea. If Anzai wins, I'm going to be super hyped for it, to be honest. So I love it. Soya and Inaba up next. Jonathan, who do you got here?
So in this case here, again, these are two great guys. These are two of them that I wish was pushed a whole lot more than they are. I've got Inaba winning this one. I don't have him winning a whole heap, unfortunately, in this tournament. But just between the two of them, I hope that they position Soya strongly. But in this particular match, I'd like to see Inaba win. Whether they feel the same way, I don't know. Hard to predict between these two as to exactly how Noah see them, if I'm honest.
Yeah, this is a coin flip for me too, but I have Inaba getting the win. I think they are pretty evenly matched and pretty evenly positioned in the company. I think one of them is going to end up 2 points ahead of the other. But I have Inaba getting the win over Soya here.
See, this is why I gave Inaba the win on night one, so I could easily pick Soya to even things out here on night two. Everybody gets points. I'm trying to be fair and equal, and I have to give Soya the win, only because I had Inaba win the night one. But your points are all true. Like, these guys are basically in the same spot on the card. So we'll have to see what they do there. Either one of them could win. I'll be a little different and go with Soya just because of what I did before. So, but with you guys, Inaba gets 2 points here, big points for everybody. Up next, Yoshiki Inamura versus Timothy Thatcher. Dean, who you got here?
I have Inamura as well. I think that I can see maybe they've kind of had maybe it's a feud. They've had a lot of interactions with Inamura in his tag team with Kitamiya. I think he's a pretty solid fixture of the tag division, and I'm really looking forward to this match. Like, I think their interactions and their tags have been really, really good. There was that one where it was Thatcher and Hideki when they were champs that I thought was a phenomenal match. Their styles are so different, but they gel together so well. I think this match will be really good. But I have Inamura getting a win here. Might seem like a stretch, but it'll all make sense in the end. I think I, you know, gotta shine, give the guys some shine and get them some wins. So Inamura over Thatcher.
What about you, Jonathan?
Yeah, I have to agree with all of that. I'd be interested in seeing actually down the stretch if they were to play off this and have Inamura get a tag partner and kind of go for those belts. I'm not sure exactly who you'd get for his partner at this point, because he's had a few different tag partners, but I would be interested to see that. I'd also be interested to see kind of exactly how this match is going to turn out between these two, how they gel and everything like that. But yeah, I look forward to it. But for what it's worth, I've got Inamura winning this one.
I'm going to go with Thatcher. Maybe it's Thatcher bias activated here, but it's double zeros for both of you gentlemen. Thatcher, the tag team champion, going under, jobbing him out. Want to have him lose and make Voices of Wrestling happy? Is that what we're trying to do here? Are you getting points? Is that what you're trying to do?
Absolutely nothing that I do is to make anyone else happy as far as predictions go.
I'm just asking questions right now. That's all I'm saying. But I'm going to go with Thatcher here. I think that – I like your idea, though. I think there's a – I think Inamura could definitely win this, actually, to be honest with you. I like your idea. I'd love to see just him and Kitamiya just have a normal tag run, you know, so something lengthy, and just have them be good. It's like it's a great spot for them, and they'd be awesome. You know, give me more of the tough, but for me, I have to protect Timothy Thatcher here overall. Protect the champ. And then the next match we've got, this is a really interesting match. Jake Lee versus Yuki Yoshioka, the former Dragon Gate champion versus the current NOAH champion. Jonathan, who you got?
Again, I don't think that Jake loses this early. In the way they sort of pitch him and push him, I don't see it being a loss at that point, though it would be interesting and it would be tempting to say, like, have, you know, Jake drop this match, set up something in future against an outsider, establish him, you know, he's a younger guy, establish him well, but I just think Lee continues to march on in his case and he wins this one.
Yep, same. I think the size difference will be pretty noticeable in this match, and I think that Yoshioka will do pretty well, but I think he's probably not going to defeat the champion, so I'd go with Jake here.
Oh, I totally agree with you guys. I just don't see any reason for him to beat the champion. I mean, I don't think he's going to be a guy that they bring back long term. Maybe he explodes and does some great things. I'm a big fan of his as a wrestler, but I just can't see him being a normal competitor in NOAH anytime soon, even though he really is kind of not on the outs, but his time in the main event scene is coming to a close in DG for the near future, I would say. So this will be an important match for his performance wise, but I don't think he'll win. I think Jake's going to win. So keep the champion strong here. I like that we're doing that. All three of us have him with back-to-back wins. Up next, Kitamiya versus Brooks.
All right, that's right. Kitamiya versus Brooks. Dean, who do you think wins?
I have Kitamiya winning here. I think I have a plan to get a handful of guys to finish around the same total. Brooks is not part of that plan, unfortunately, but Kitamiya is. So I think that Kitamiya gets a pretty solid win here.
What about you, Jonathan? You went with Brooks earlier. You gave him the win over Kenno. Can he keep that momentum?
Yeah, like, I've had him go over Kenno. I'll have him go over in this instance here. I love Kitamiya. I really want to give him something in this, but I just don't think it's this at this point. I think that basically, you know, Brooks I'd give a small push to, not a crazily big one, but enough one to establish him. And I just think in this case, you kind of want to keep that momentum going for a little while, maybe just a few days into the tournament. And, I'll be interested to see how it shakes out as a match, as match quality goes. But in any event, I've got him winning this one.
I'm going to go with Masa here. I like Brooks a lot. It just feels like this is a win Masa can get, where the size will factor in. I think he needs as many wins to keep himself afloat. Brooks will get wins later on, but for right now, I'll go with Masa just to get his first win. We all had him losing the first match, so I'll be nice. Brooks going up to 4 on Dr. Jonathan's block here, so he's a block leader 2 nights in, and now we go to the 3rd night, starting off with a big match. Katsuhiko Nakajima versus Io del Dr. Wagner Jr. Dean, who you got?
I have Wagner here. I think he is going to be in the mix near the end. And I think that he's someone that has really rocketed up the card over the last year. And I think that he could use some more big signature wins. I know he's beaten Hideki last year in the N1. He had a few crafty roll-ups, but didn't do anything special. I think he's a much different wrestler now. He's much improved, and I think a big win over Nakajima is a good way to kind of establish that. So I have Wagner here.
What about you, Jonathan?
It's going to be one of the matches I'll be seeing live, and so I'm really looking forward to. And in terms of this, it's a real hard one for me to kind of go with and to kind of establish between the two, because to me, you want to keep kind of people strong here, you know, especially after as huge a match as that was. I want to keep Nakajima strong, but this champion's also someone who I'd want to keep strong as well. And I'm going to try to be sparing with this, in as much as I think I'd be kicking myself live seeing this result, I still kind of have to go with my first draw here between opponents there. Just it establishes that little bit of points control. It means that you don't need to job either of them out just yet. It allows for them to still have a huge match if you want to revisit it later. And again, I don't want to use too many draws throughout this thing, but this is going to be my introduction to it.
Dr. Jonathan firing the first shot here with the draws here. You know there's going to be at least one, and, you know, so you have to think about it. That's one of the hard things about these tournaments, is that you know they're not going to go the whole tournament without them, and you have it right here. You are there in attendance. You're calling your shot. This is definitely going to be something that I can't wait to see going in there. So I love it. I love that you gave the draw here. I am going to go with Wagner, actually. I agree with Dean. I think that I had Wagner lose in Inaba in my first show, so he needs to win more than Nakajima here. I don't think Nakajima going for the national title makes a lot of sense. So to me, I've evened things out in my block to where now they're both at 4, and Dean is the same way. Jonathan, you have them both at 5 after the draw, so good stuff there. Now we get to, I think, the match you – this was the match I think that really drew you. Saxon Huxley versus Lance Onaway, and you are – blessed with watching this. What do you think will happen in this match?
So I actually, like, I've been to Currican Hall a bunch of times, so I actually know the layout of the place pretty well. So it's a great thing, because that means I know my way to the toilet, and I'll be able to use this. So the winner of this one, the true winner, will be my piss break and my chance to get a bit of time out from the show. In terms of this, I'm going to have to go with Lance for this particular match. I think I haven't been too kind to him in terms of kind of the results so far. And I think, you know, I don't see him as being a particularly bad wrestler, if I'm honest. I don't think of him as being particularly great from what I've seen of his so far. So I can't say the same for Huxley. So I'm going to go with the better of the two, in my opinion. They have a chance maybe to show up and to kind of demonstrate that I'm completely wrong there, and we might be talking about how they blew us away with the brawl that they had or something, but I think this is going to be a piss break match. I think it's going to be one of the rougher ones that we get out of this. So unless they have, you know how Kane had weird kind of chemistry with a few of the wrestlers over time, and he had these like outstanding out of nowhere Kane matches. I think it could be like that, but
okay.
In most likely it won't be. And this will be one to skip over. So yeah, who cares is not an option, so let's go.
Somebody must win this match. Yes. At the end of the day. And what about you, Dean? You've given Lance the push. Will he be crowned the new head of the table after this match?
No, I think Huxley's going to stop that here. That's the first win for Saxon Huxley. I like the idea of maybe a wild brawl, you know, go in the crowd, do some, you know, slam his head on the sign and Corkin, and just, you know, we've seen that a bunch. Just do something simple and fast paced and get in and get out. I think Huxley's going to get a handful of wins, not many, but I think this feels like a safe one for him. So I'm going to go Huxley here.
Jonathan, you mentioned that you were not kind to Anoa'i so far, and me neither. We both had him at zero, and I will continue to be unkind as I go to Huxley to get the win here. Again, same logic as always. Anoa'i, challenger for the tag titles. I think there are better losses for Huxley to have, but I will give Anoa'i some wins in the future. I will not leave him out in the cold completely. Don't worry. But for this particular match, I will give Huxley the edge here and side with Dean. And put a stop to Lance becoming the tribal chief on this show. Soya versus Anzai. An interesting battle here. Jonathan, I know you have to be loving this.
Oh, absolutely. And I'm very much looking forward to this. I think this will be one of the best matches. And the other factor to this is one they could, though. Okay. Soya has said goodbye to All Japan, at least for now. So I was going to say that they could do a rematch in All Japan, but that door seems to be closed on that one for now. I do need to give Soya something. I need to give him a win. He hasn't really had one from me yet, and I think he deserves one. So I'm going to give it to him here. I think it could be a great match and one that hopefully they both show up and show out for and have a chance to demonstrate what they can do. But in this case, I would think that Soya gets the win.
What about you, Dean?
Soya beat Anzai in Champion Carnival, right? I'm looking now.
That's right. Yeah. That's why I picked Anzai to win.
Yeah, that's my logic, too. I think Anzai gets the win back.
I'd forgotten about that. Jeez.
This is our first hit of controversy now in the booking. Are you double-thinking this right now? Are you second-guessing yourself?
I am, but I'm also really stubborn, so I won't change my mind.
All right, so you're sticking with Soya, or are you going to go with Anzai?
I'm going to stick with Soya for now.
Okay, on that end. Okay, I went with Anzai for the exact same reasons. Point at this point. So Anzai up to four for me, and four for everybody, actually, here in different ways. So Anzai doing some big things. Soya gets his first win for Jonathan. Kenno and Inamura. Oh, man, this is going to be a great match. Dean, who do you think is going to win?
Yeah, I'm really excited for this. But I do think that Kenno will win this match. Kenno over Inamura. I think it's going to be fantastic. I don't even remember them interacting too much in tags. They kind of have been on separate sides of the tag division. You know, Inamura has his history in Congo. I don't recall them having a singles match. They probably have at some point, but I think that this could be one of the matches of the tournament. But I am predicting Kenno to get the win here.
What about you, Jonathan?
I've got to go with the same. I think Kenno is one of these guys that can put people over and can do so well. I would wish for the opposite in this case because I think Inamura is great, but I just don't think that he's necessarily getting a whole lot. And this won't be different. It'll be a great match though, and he'll have a chance to demonstrate what he can do. And I think that's just about as important in these kind of environments. So, I do have Kenno winning in this case.
This is why I have to enter the realm of chaos. I'm giving Inamura his first win of the tournament here. I had him go under the first few matches, so he gets a big win here. This is why I also had Kenno beat Brooks at the start, so he could drop a follow to Inamura later as well. As you can see, I'm thinking on a plane right now, different planes that I have to get into, multiple ideas, multiple things I have to work my way through. I'm going with Inamura. Give the lad his first big win over Kenno. And also, history between the two in Congo when Inamura used to be there as well. I think this makes his story go full circle with Blue Kenno, who we didn't even talk about. What do you guys think of Blue Kenno, Savanti? Because we had a long conversation about what color he should go with. And he went away from the green and he went to the blue.
I saw a theory that it's because blue flames are hotter than red. That might have been Rachel on Twitter.
Of course they said that.
I think that I buy that theory. He did it on purpose, and blue is such a strange color. Did he wear blue when he was like really young in Michinoku Pro or something? There I don't know.
It's mainly like shout black. Out, yeah. Maybe like
shout out to Rachel. They've got the complete like Kenno theory happening and can delve into Kenno's character better than just about anyone. Give them the chance to talk about Kenno. You won't get a chance to talk about anything else, but in this instance here, that's as good a theory as any. I honestly think that sometimes wrestlers just go, you know what, I'm changing my stuff up, I'm getting a different color, and blue's a dramatic departure, and maybe it could have even have been as simple as that, though Kenno is very heavily invested in his character and everything, so he might well have thought of that.
They already had the merch ready for him. He knew that this was his thing. So, Rachel, huge Kenno fan, obviously, and lots of lore to be headed to everything. And Blue Kenno is now – I mean, they advertise it. Even on the video, they put that in the screen grab of it or whatever. We are heavily invested in Blue Kenno in these parts, and I will give him some love here, even though I had him lose to Inamura, but I still give him love. I don't care. Jake versus Brooks. Jonathan, you've had Brooks get some wins early. You're there. This could be his moment. He could draw Australian power from you and get the win. He could shoot on Jake here and try to win, just knowing that you're in the crowd. Do you think either of those scenarios will happen here?
No, I don't. I feel so disappointed, like such a disappointment here, because you're like, oh, you know, he'll be drawing on power from you and your countrymen will be there. Will you be cheering him on to win? And it's like, I'm a big Jake fan. I really hope that he has a chance as far as Brooks goes to show what he can really do. He's amazing and hasn't shown it yet in Noah. He's left something kind of that on the table to kind of show, and that's good to start with, but I hope that he can, against the champion, really prove himself here. I don't have him going over. I think that you want to establish some opportunities for him down the line, but I just think that as strongly as I've started him, I don't have him going quite as strongly as the main event level, the main event guy and winning against Jake. But you know, a strong showing, a chance to demonstrate that he's up with it as far as the style goes, and kind of demonstrate what he can do against a champion that lose in a competitive match. I think that would do a lot for him at this point.
What about you, Dean?
Totally agree there. I think it'll be a good showing, but I want to keep Jake in contention until the final night, keep him near the top, and so I think that Jake gets the win here.
Yeah, Jake should win this match. You know, it's hard to imagine, even though I feel bad because I haven't had Brooks get any wins yet, ultimately, but that will change. I have a big plan. You have to wait for the master plan to unfold before we judge my booking decisions here, going in there. But Jake gets the win, goes up to 6 for all three of us here, giving the champ his respect, his due respect. Masa and Jack Morris here. So, Dean, who do you have here?
I have a Jack Morris victory here. I think there is going to be a big tier of wrestlers that are all finished around the same total. I think Morris and Kidamiya are, you know, maybe they're on the same level. Maybe Kidamiya is a little higher. Maybe Morris is a little higher. I think there'll be a lot of trading wins with this group of wrestlers, and I think this one will go to Morris here.
What about you, Jonathan?
I've really got to agree that I think that, like I said before, I think they view Morris in a particular way, and I think that that's kind of a kind of lower, upper mid-card kind of toward the main event kind of guy at this point in his career, and I think that for whatever reason, they don't yet view his opponent in the same kind of light, and I think that's unfortunate, but I do have him beating Marcia here.
Morris got the win for all three of us again because I picked him to win over Masa. I do think they see Morris higher than Masa on the scale, but we will see how it goes. And Morris, a guy who's really showed a lot of improvement from 1 year ago today, as you mentioned earlier, Jonathan, he's done a great job of really getting himself over to the fans all over the world, and we will give him a lot of love here. Up next, Thatcher versus Yoshioka. Wait, no, that's not right. Is it? I think I got messed up somehow.
No, I think that's right. Hold on. Oh. Let me check.
No, yeah, that is right. Actually, yes. What am I doing right now? I confused myself for no reason right now. I think this tournament has me. I'm so invested in the winners and losers. and I have a hot take on this match, too. So I'm very nervous about saying it. And I don't want to look stupid.
Would you like to kick off this time and tell us your hot take?
I have a draw happening here. This is my draw here. I think the thing is, you want to keep – this was one of my end game picks. I mentioned this before where there's always one guy. When I finish the tournament, I always book everything. I'm like, ah, perfect. And then I look at it and I realize, oh, crap, this one guy didn't do what I wanted him to do. Mm-hmm. So I need to fix things around. And the more I thought about it, this is a spot where I think it's good to have they're going to want – the thing about – Yoshioka, if you follow his Dragon Gate run, I was thinking, you know, he is kind of their big match guy, like the long matches in the title reign. He was the one that they trusted to do that with the Dream Gate title last year. He's already been a main event guy in Noah. I think they're going to want him to be a workhorse. I think that's going to be part of his appeal, actually, to the fans. It's not necessarily wins or his even like work rate that we would think, but I think showing his stamina and his ability to be a main event guy, I think they're going to want to do that in a match. And that was the one thing I forgot to put in when I first picked the tournament. So I needed to think, who would a draw be the best against? And I think back to last year where you had Hideki have great draws in there. And obviously Thatcher takes a lot after him and is a very similar style of worker. And I thought, I need more Timothy Thatcher wrestling in my life. We're going to put the draw here. And I had to go with the time of a draw here. Yoshioka and Thatcher timing out here. What do you think, Dr. Jonathan?
Jeez, that's a really good pitch. Out of all the matches that are on this, I, for whatever reason, wasn't thinking of this one very much. And yet, from a style standpoint, from a kind of difference point of view, this one would be really, really interesting. It's hard to call. I'm going to actually just follow suit here. I've had one draw in this thing. Why not a second, you know? I don't want to have too many draws, but, you know, mix it up a little bit. Different results. They've already had a couple of draws so far in the G1.
Yep, that's true.
And I think they're establishing an interesting booking idea there whereby these new, as much as they've all rejected the term of the new Three Musketeers, the new Three Musketeers.
Yes.
All drawing against each other is my prediction, but that's a completely different tournament. I'm not going to predict the G1 now, but I think that, yeah, draws can be effective, done correctly. This would be one interesting way of doing that. As you said, these are both good wrestlers. They can probably both go along. Let's see it.
Why didn't you tell me this last week? We could have done the G1 together. We could have predicted the whole thing.
Last week was incredibly messy for me, and it would have been.
That's true. That's a fair point.
That with the G1, I think. So I don't know. That's not me saying I shouldn't have done it. Maybe it would have been perfectly thematic.
That's right. I guess that's a good point as well. But Dean, will we go 3-for-3 in our time limit draw pitches on this match?
I think you could have convinced me, but I don't want to change any of my answers mid podcast. That seems
that could wreck everything.
You know, like I can throw off the balance.
Yeah,
I looked at it like this. I wanted Yoshioka to go 4-3, and then I thought about who can he like safely lose to without him looking weak. Thatcher has shown that he could tap out basically anyone. He has submission victories over Kojima, Sugiura. He has a bunch in Noah. He's a relatively protected wrestler. And so he kind of makes sense for me as someone that can get a win over Yoshioka without making Yoshioka look, you know, weak. A draw would totally be likely too, because it wouldn't, you know, mess with the math I have laid out too much. So I'll stick with my prediction of Thatcher getting the win, but I could easily see a draw happening here. And I think it'd be a pretty good match too. So
I think that for me is my thinking too. I think Yoshioka will really impress people who maybe aren't aware of him at Dragon Gate with a long match like that. And who better than Thatcher to do it as well. So we will see what happens. I think Thatcher could totally win as well. Always in favor of Thatcher getting wins in any situation. So that ends the 10th, and now we go to the 11th. Are you going to be at this show too, Jonathan?
Yeah, we'll be, yeah.
They're going to be off for a week after this show too. So keep that in mind. There's going to be a gap in shows after this. First match on this show, Go Shiozaki versus Iodo Dr. Wagner Jr. Another big match here. Jonathan, you're going to be there. Who do you think is going to win?
Jeez, it's really hard with Wagner because he's done so well with this title and you want to establish him and push him. But at the same time, it's sort of against Go. Let's see. This one was one I've been racking my brain about. I'm so looking forward to this one. I'm not sure who I'm cheering for, let alone my prediction here, because I see Go doing very well in the tournament. I see that you want to kind of show out and establish your champions quite well and eventually have them lose so as to set up future title matches. Just showing my working out here, let's see, if Wagner wins this one,
he'd go up to 7 for you.
Where's Go at? He's
2.
He's going to need that win, I think.
Yeah, and put him up to 4.
Also, I'm going to have Wagner score the upset here.
Ah, okay.
Let's just with this. So it's a matter here of he's just performing so well. This was not going to be any exception to that. They're going to have a great match. You can just tell the two of them are great. Part of the story I want to tell is Go kind of not having the start that you would hope he would have, not being as strong as his partner, perhaps, and putting some heat on that. So just to begin with, I've got Wagner winning this one. Hope I don't regret that later when it comes to the math side of things. people know my PhD is in communication and not maths for a reason. So.
Well, I have no PhDs, but I'm still agreeing with you and picking Wagner here to get the upset as well. I think I had predicted Wagner to beat Nakajima, and now I have him beat both sides of Axis here. And for similar reasons, I think it will be an awesome match overall. So I agree with you on the upset win here. We will see how the math plays out later. But what about you, Dean?
So I am applying Jonathan's logic about draws to this match because I think that this will be Wagner's draw. Keeps Shiozaki strong. I think they can easily go 30 minutes and put on a phenomenal match. Keeps Wagner in the mix going towards the final night as well. So this would be my draw for B block. I think we go time limit here.
We just need, we just need more of Wagner and Go wrestling. So we have the draw here to get it done. I love that idea too. That would be a great idea there. And then what a match that maybe it will. Maybe it's going to overcome all our expectations, but we have Soya versus Huxley here. Dean, who do you have winning this?
Soya and Huxley. I have Manabu Soya winning. They wrestled once before on a house show when Huxley first showed up, and they brawled around the ring, and I think it was a double count out, actually.
Ah, okay.
I could be wrong, but it was on some random house show. Soya, I think, is going to do okay. And so he needs to get a few wins here and there. And I think that this is a prime spot for that. So Soya over Huxley here.
Who do you have, Jonathan?
Sawyer has, I think, one of the most underrated games in wrestling and one of the most underrated theme songs in wrestling. So I want to hear that song as much as I can. I'm not giving him much, so I have to give him this one. It would be one where I try to keep Huxley looking as strong as I possibly could. Again, maybe in this new era where Kongo is no longer a thing and Sawyer could not win with Kenno those tag titles, maybe you want to give Sawyer a tag partner to go after them, and maybe Sawyer and Inamura. Both of them used to be part of Kongo. I think I saw someone float a similar idea out there. Yeah, I think someone else actually came up with this idea on Twitter. So I'm not going to take credit for the idea, but I am going to set it up this way and have Sawyer win to help establish a tag title challenge down the line.
Yeah, I think it makes perfect sense to do that. Sawyer and Inamura could be a great team together. That's something fresh, too. If they want to really freshen up Inamura and not go to the tough again, Sawyer is the perfect kind of replacement guy for that as well. So I'm all about this. I gave Huxley the win here. I think that they're going to want to protect Huxley somewhat and kind of solidify him. And he needs wins over certain people. And I think that I'll give him the win here over Sawyer. Plus, it makes me look different in case it turns out to be right. So I'll go against the grain here, even though I do like the idea of Sawyer. Especially love the idea of Sawyer getting Inamura as a partner. I think that would be really good. Nakajima and Inaba here.
I can't take credit, by the way, just for that idea. So a shout out to at Kidomega 91 for that idea.
Oh yeah, cool. Yeah, shout out. Like that's a great idea, Kidomega. Really hope everything's good and a great idea that he came up with too. So shout out to that. And Nakajima and Inaba. Who do you have winning this, Jonathan?
Jeez, I would like to give an upset here, but I just think it doesn't make that much sense. Except for point control. I've had Nakajima win how many matches so far? Has he hit three yet, or has he won?
He had a draw earlier. You've got him at 5 points right now.
Oh, that's enough point control for now. He wins.
poor Inaba. What about you, Dean?
I have an upset here.
You are going to be the one. Right.
Yeah, they have probably some beef going back to the Wrestle 1 title situation. I think.
Oh, I love you referencing this.
Yeah, you got to give him some wins that are meaningful. I think that's kind of what I tried to do with a lot of this. I think Noah has a really good chance to kind of reset the playing field and reset expectations of certain wrestlers on the roster. Particularly guys like Inaba and Inamura and Kidomiya, and make them seem pretty legit. Like, you know, Inaba had that like one pinfall over Mara Fuji that people talked about for months, and he hasn't really gotten a lot. A singles win over Nakajima, I think, would be a huge scalp for him, and it helps the math work out and make it a bit more dramatic going into the final night, I think. So I'm picking Inaba to get an upset here.
Totally agree with your idea. I love it, but I'm just not as brave as you. I have to go with Nakajima here to give another win at this point. I think that kind of gives him a little bit of an edge in the block as well. It puts him as the leader. Inaba, I gave a big win too over Wagner, so I've given him a win, and now you give him in against Nakajima. Either way works really well overall, so I'm a big fan of that booking. I hope it happens. I hope you're right, and you can come on, and you can brag about it. You can flex about how you were the one that picked it at the end of the day after me and Jonathan chickened out kind of at the end. But who do you think wins between Kenno and Yoshioka here?
Kenno and Yoshioka. I have Kenno winning that. I think Kenno is one of the three people that I can realistically see Yoshioka losing to and not losing too much of his shine. And I think Kenno is going to do very well. So I have Kenno over Yoshioka. I think this should be a really good match too. Stylistically, I think it'll be really interesting. smaller, faster heavyweights. Excited for this, but I think Kenno gets the win here.
Great history with DG, too, with Kenno as well. So he's going to be familiar with the style more than everyone else. Jonathan, who do you have winning this?
I haven't really given Yoshioka anything so far, really, to speak of. So I've got to have him get something. I think that would be kind of, again, with a mind to set up things in the future and with a thought to establishing just that little bit of extra drama. I think Yoshioka over Kenno might be a nice upset here. And again, it's going to be a great match in any event.
Absolutely. That's the most important thing. I could totally see Yoshioka winning to have spin this off into something for DG if Kenno wants to wrestle there more. I think it's going to be interesting how Noah uses Kenno going forward, because he's proven to be such a vital piece of the company. How long will they continue to have him be the guy that represents Noah everywhere else, and will they pull him back? That's the thing I'm keeping my eye on right now to see if that's in the future. But so I'm going to go with Kenno to get the win here. I had Yoshioka get the draw earlier. I think he's done a pretty good job in this tournament, but I'm going to give Kenno the win here to get to four. For me, keep him in a good spot. But I could totally see Yoshioka winning as well and set things up in the future. And like you said, ultimately, it's going to be a freaking awesome match. The Tough implodes up next. Masaaki Tamiya versus Yoshiki Inamura. Jonathan, who you got?
I haven't really given Masa much of anything. Same with Inamura, actually. I love both these guys, and I haven't given Masa a single win yet, have I?
No, he's at zero right now.
Same with Inamura?
He's at two. You gave him a win over...
Of course I did, and he deserved it. And so it hurts to give Masa the win here. It's not for lack of wanting or kind of wanting to be particularly a bearing of either guys. I just don't think Noah views them in the same light that I do.
I know, right? That's how I feel.
That's the painful part about this show is we're currently booking... what we think is going to happen. We're not really booking, sorry. We're currently predicting what we think is going to happen. Part of it, of course, is our own dream booking. That comes into this. That always has to with these shows. But I think that no matter what, we kind of have to prevail with what we believe will happen rather than what we would be booking ourselves. And I think they're not going to do that well, but just for the sake of some parity between them, I'm going to have Masa win this one.
What about you, Dean?
Here I have Kitamiya getting the win over Inamura. I think he is, still like a step ahead in the pecking order. I think this will be a fantastic match. Stylistically, I think they match up so well, and I think this could be, low end match of the tournament level, I think, if they give them time and let them kind of do their thing. So, but overall, I have Kitamiya getting the win here.
I'm going with Inamura. I had them both tied at two heading into this. I think it's time Inamura, I gave him his big win on the last show over Kenno. I want to give him a little bit, get him rolling a little bit in this mid-tour. Beat one of the guys who's probably one of his mentors in real life, and definitely stylistically a perfect matchup. Now is the time for Inamura. I know we always wish that, so I may end up not looking smart at the end of this, but it's okay at the end of the day. Masa goes, right now Masa and Inamura are both, Dean, you have them tied at four. Jonathan, you have them tied at two. And I have Masa at two and Inamura at four. So really all over the place with these two. I always see them. It's going to be interesting to see how it plays out. But the last match on this show, Jack Morris versus Timothy Thatcher. Dean, who do you have?
This one I have going to Timothy Thatcher. I think they end up pretty much even, but I need to give Thatcher some wins, and I think this should be pretty good, too. Morris is good as that sort of babyface in peril underdog with Thatcher, locking in the submissions. So I think this will be pretty exciting, but I think Thatcher gets a submission tap out here.
Who do you have, Jonathan?
This is a rematch from the 1st of January show from the Budokan where Morris went over, and that led to the creation of the Good Looking Guys faction.
Oh, yeah.
In this case, I think probably have to go with a reversal of that, I think, in this case. I've given Jack some wins, so Thatcher picks up the win here. It kind of, it reverses the result from last time. It puts some points control in place. It gets Thatcher some more points. So Thatcher for this one.
That's a great landing part, like a great argument there. I'm kind of in the same spot. Like now this is where when you bring that up, because I have Morris winning on mine, but your logic is so strong, it's hard to argue against it overall. But it would mess up my tournament if I said otherwise, I feel like, with how I've laid it out. So at this point, I'm going to stick with Morris, but I do totally think what you said is accurate, actually. So we'll have to... The flowers will fall as they may at the end of the day, and I will represent the good-looking guys one more time here. Thatcher, interesting part right now. At this point, Jonathan has him at 3, Dean has him at 4, and I have him at 5. And Morris, I have him at 6. So giving Morris, I kind of had in my mind Morris would be kind of the leader in the clubhouse at this point, which would obviously fall by the wayside later. But as I said, we're going off for a break, and on the 19th we return. And this show is at Sapporo, at the Gato Kingdom, Sapporo, here. And of course, there's no match that wants to sell out a building faster than Goshi Ozaki versus Lance Onawai. And Dean, who do you have winning this?
Goshi Ozaki getting a win here. I think he needs to be in contention on the final night. Onawai, I think, is going to do fine. Won't really matter at the end. Not a whole lot of expectations for this match, but, Shizaki getting a nice win seems like a safe bet.
What about you, Jonathan?
Nothing but respect for my tribal chief. Go Shizaki. Yep.
Yeah, yes, the true head of the table. Although, really, Jake kind of has Roman Reigns' glove at one point. Remember we started wearing that?
Jake should throw the Superman punch into his arsenal there. He's going to wear the glove.
Yeah, a legit fighting technique. Absolutely. Yeah. I've seen that in like street fights and MMA all the time. That move, I definitely buy it. But Go's going to win this. I think it's not a very controversial opinion one way or the other here. So Go gets another win. We have Nakajima versus Anzai. I cannot wait for this match. I think this is going to be a potential tournament stealer. One of my ones I have circled for sure here. I'll start us off right away, and I picked Nakajima to win this. Again, I love Anzai so much and want him to win everything, but I just think Nakajima this is perfect for him to really show off a dominant heelish sadistic side, but in a great way. I think he's going to have a great match here, and I picked Nakajima to win. But what about you, Dean?
Ditto. Same approach. I think Nakajima gets the win. I think he's going to really pummel Anzai, and maybe he's sending a message to other folks in the All Japan locker room. And I think that will be really interesting. Down the line, does something else happen there? But Nakajima getting the win here.
What about you, Jonathan?
I've got Nakajima dominating Anzai, then kind of getting a bit too into his own head with this whole Nakajima Kenno stuff, enough for Anzai to roll him off and score an upset win.
Okay, giving Anzai a win over Nakajima here. Okay, we get some big wins.
I don't think he necessarily, wins much after that point, but enough that he kind of, it's enough that Nakajima in the story of these things that he's doing well, he's dominating the world, but because he's so kind of into the fact that he wants to send that message, and he, even though he has defeated his All Japan rival, even though he has basically put Kento Miyahara away and continues to beat him and has no reason to, this man does not just operate on pure logic alone, and I just, Also, I have to go against the grain that little bit, maybe give a bit of points control as well. We all know I'm not that good at maths here, so let's just kind of call that what that is. So, yeah, let's kind of see how we go with him scoring big wins for Noah's biggest stars.
Well, we've both already been busted in our tournament logic, maybe getting questioned and us shaking, you know, a little bit. You know, we're not completely confident, so we're doing the points control. I dig it. And in this case, if that happens, Jonathan, yours, Anzai would have beaten both of Axis, Go and Nakajima in the tournament, which I love it. Give me more Anzai wins under all circumstances is my thing here. Inaba versus Saxon Huxley. This is a match for sure. Jonathan, who do you think will win this?
I'm going to go, in this case, I don't think I've given them much of anything really. I'm loath to give Huxley any wins here. It doesn't make sense not to, right? I hate myself for doing this, but let's go Huxley.
Poor Inaba.
poor Inaba.
What about you, Dean?
I had Inaba winning, but just looking at my math, that would have, based on what I'm going to predict, it would have ended up with Inaba at 8 points, which seems a little high. If I have Huxley win here, they'll both finish out a bit closer. So I'm going to go with Huxley too. I think it's coin flip, but just to like have some more parity, I think Huxley gets a win.
Believe in the Inaba right now is my mantra. I cannot allow Huxley to win this in my booking. I've already given him multiple wins, unlike the rest of you. So I've been brave enough to give Huxley wins earlier, and now I'm going to be brave enough to give Inaba some love as well here and let him win. And we'll see. Like I said, I hope that he gets a tag title shot with someone in the future. I'm giving Inaba a champion killer gimmick in this tournament right now. He's beaten Wagner and Huxley, so I'm going for it all the way, baby. The year of Inaba is coming. But the next match, we have Jake Lee versus Masa Kitamiya here. Dean, who do you have?
I have an upset here. I think Kitamiya gets a win. Uh-huh. I don't want to have Jake, because like I said earlier, the way I did it at first, it was Kenno and Jake so far ahead of everyone that there wasn't much drama near the end. And then I sort of thought about it and said, you know what, maybe they'll make it a bit more interesting. And, you know, I still only have a handful of losses for Jake, but I think this is one of them. I think Kitamiya gets a really big win here and pins Jake.
What do you think, Jonathan? Are you going to the back to the realm of chaos? Yes, you are.
I just so the thought process here is that eventually I'm going to have to set up a bit of points control for Jake. I don't have Jake winning the tournament, so I have him kind of dropping some matches here and there. I think I've not really given Masa much of anything all that, so I think he deserves it, and I think it would be a great match potentially between these two. If they're given time and the chance to show what they can do and everything like that, it would give Masa maybe the biggest win he's had all year. And he's obviously someone who's contended for the GHC title in the past.
Yep.
A couple of times. Surprisingly, actually, the amount of times he's had shots at that title. So it could then, if you need to later on, have another challenger for Jake, though I don't think that will be necessary. It would still put something else in their back pocket. I'm going with Masa picking up the upset win here.
We have entered full chaos because I agree with both of you. I picked Masa to get the upset as well here.
Wow.
We all have Kitamiya going over the champ. And I think even if it doesn't, you know, Jake loses the title before he gets the title shot, this is a win that you could hang your tournament on, beating the champion. And a guy who, his run in Noah so far, Jake has been extremely protected, just in general. Even in the New Japan match at All Together, he came out on top. So to get a win over him, that's meaningful. And I gave Masa the win here. So even if things don't work out in terms of him being a contender at the end, you give Jake some love here, or give him some love here over the win over Jake. So we have entered the full chaos realm, and it's a good thing. And I like it here with Masa getting some respect Listen up, Noah. You've got to listen to this. You've got to listen to us. Give Masa some respect. Please give him the win here. I'm begging you. But up next, we have Kenno versus Jack Morris. This is an interesting matchup here. Jonathan, who do you have?
Sir, how many wins have I given Kenno so far? Let me see.
Kenno's at... You have one win for Kenno so far. You have one win for Kenno.
Needs this win. Yeah, he's got it.
And what about you, Dean?
Kenno.
Yeah, you have Kenno at 4. You had a little bit more.
Yeah, I have Kenno going to 6 here. I think it makes sense for him to beat the second in command in Good Looking Guys and have that win under his belt. So Kenno over Jack Morris.
Yeah, exactly. I agree with you too. Kenno, it makes perfect sense to beat Morris here. I've given Morris a lot of love in this tournament so far. So Kenno gets the win here, goes up to 6. They're both at 6 of mine. For you, Jonathan, you have them both at 4. I have them both at 6. Dean, you have Kenno at 6 and Morris at 2 at this point. So the last match of the show, Brooks versus Yoshioka. The return of Brooks. Jonathan, who do you have here?
I've got Yoshioka winning this one. Again, should be a great match. Could play to all sorts of different dynamics here. Brooks is refreshing as this foreign heel. You know, so often in Noah, it's been all these like quite respectful, happy to be here foreign faces. So to have someone who really represents Australia and what we are like as a what we're like as a country show up and be a complete asshole, I think that works quite well in that respect. So Brooks is great. I'm just gonna put a little bit of points control on him, having given him a hot start, and have him put over Yoshioka here.
What about you, Dean?
Yeah, going Yoshioka as well. I think I mapped out like who I want Yoshioka to lose to. Brooks was not one of those guys, so Yuki Yoshioka gets the win.
I'm going with Brooks here to get the upset. I haven't given him any wins up to this point, so Brooks has to win eventually. I think he's going to be the last guy to get on the board here. Yoshioka, I had the draw with earlier. I'm going to give Brooks the win here. Give a little bit of an upset here. Got to give Brooks some love. Like I said, I've been a little too hard on him early on. Got to get the point straight. Can't have Yoshioka. Even though I'm a big fan of his, I can't have him go too far ahead, ultimately. So with that said, we've got a couple more shows to go here. We're getting to the nitty-gritty of the tournament. But this next show is on the 20th, and that is at the same building as well, at Gato Kingdom, Sapporo. And let's start off with Go Shiozaki versus Daiki Inaba. Jonathan, who do you have?
Should be a great match. I unfortunately haven't given Inaba much of anything, as I believe that Noah don't.
yes, that's on par for the course, yes.
And so, and this is going to be sort of no exception to that. It'll be a great match, though. Shiozaki will go over, but again, should give Inaba enough sort of offense in this to kind of give him a chance to show up and show out. But I do see Shiozaki pulling this one out.
What about you, Dean?
Agreed. Pretty much couldn't have said it better myself. Go Shiozaki defeats Daiki Inaba here.
Yeah, I'm going with Go too. No reason for Inaba to be Go, to be honest, but I still like him and hope for success for him, even though maybe it will not come in this particular match. Maybe not even the tournament, but I do have him at 4. Dean has him at 4 as well. Jonathan has him at 2. We will see how things play out. Up next, Soya versus Anoa'i. Dean, who do you have?
Manabu Soya gets the win here. Yeah, the math works out there. Gets them where I want them to be. Soya. Yeah. Soya.
What about you, Jonathan?
This could be a sneaky good match, actually. I mean, I know that we haven't been so high on Anoa'i. I think he's sort of not really showing that much. He has a great splash from the top rope. I'll give him that much. And he, you know, he won his debut match. I think that if there's going to be someone who can bring the best out in him, it would have to be Soya. And I think he would be well positioned to kind of demonstrate to people if there is a good side to Lance Anoa'i as far as kind of putting him over and kind of getting that out of him, I think Sawyer would be the guy. So I don't think I've been particularly kind there to Lance, so I think I'd have to give him a win here. Just also just doing my contrarian kind of stuff again, so it seems. So yeah, I'll go with Lance for this one.
You don't want to agree with Dean too much, is what I'm getting out of this.
I agree with all his rationale, with everything he said, and if I made any sense at all in my predictions, I would have gone with Sawyer as well, but in this case, I'm going to go with Lance for whatever that's worth.
Well, I too will ignore all rationale and go with Anoa'i to win here as well. Basically because I haven't given him any wins in the tournament so far, so he needs to win against someone, much like Brooks last time. So the people I've you know, gone a little cold on, I gotta give them wins somewhere. And unfortunately, Sawyer takes the fall here, but maybe not forever. At the end of the day, especially coming up. We will talk more about Sawyer in the future. We will talk about Io del Dr. Wagner Jr. versus Yuma Anzai. Now, this match is going to slap. I love everything about this on paper. Dean, who do you have winning?
Yeah, I'm excited for this one, too. I think it's going to be really great. I have Wagner getting the win. I want him to be in contention, kind of, on the final night. I think my math works out there. I think he's going to have a pretty strong run. He had 6 points last year. He's going to have more this year. And so to keep that a reality, I have him getting the win over Yuma Anzai.
What do you think, Jonathan?
I would love to see Yuma Anzai win this and set up a title match down the line. I think that could be interesting into promotional work. You know, it's going to be a great match, but I just don't see it happening. In this case, I just see that I've given Anzai a whole lot. Maybe I dipped too much into fantasy booking and need to pick my way out. But, you know, it would be a great match. It would be one where I don't think you'd be able to argue with the result. I look forward to seeing how they do this one, how they play it. But in this case, I'm going to go with the champion.
I'm sure that, like, when they're booking this out, that same thing happens, though, sometimes, where everybody involved, they go at a certain pace and they realize, oh, wait, we need this guy. We've given him too many points. Mm-hmm. like somebody like that. I bet that happens just even among the people actually booking the shows as well, to be honest. To hell with logic. I'm giving Anzai the win. I need nice. That rematch for the title. I need the rematch for the title. And at the end of the day, I will selectively pick my Wagner losses to give people I want to see get pushes. And Wagner is great. This match I'm so excited for. Give Anzai the win. Give him something to really put in, you know, something to hang his hat on, I feel like, in the tournament. Because I didn't give him the wins over Go and Nakajima that you guys did. So I need him to get something. This is my big win for Anzai in the tournament to get the win. That's kind of Wagner's role, I think, in my tournament. Is like, if an undercard dude needs a big win, it's almost always going to come against him, and he's going to beat everybody. And he beats all the big guys, too. So it's like, I'm kind of pushing everybody. And Anzai, I'm giving him the win. That puts them both at 6 in mine. Right now, Wagner, Dean, you have him at 7. Jonathan, you have him at 9. Anzai, you have at 4. And me and Jonathan both have at 6. As well, sir. So where things are shaping up in our blocks. It's going to be interesting to see how this plays out. Going in there. Next up, Jake Lee versus Jack Morris, the battle of the good looking guys here. Jonathan, who do you have in this matchup?
Jeez, good looking guys explode. I've got to go here with the champ. An upset win would be interesting, though. It would propel Jack, much like last year, it would establish him quite well. I need to establish some points control on Jake, I believe.
Jake has 6 and Morris has 4 for you.
Let's put Morris, I'm going to change my prediction. Let's put Morris at parity with Jake.
Yes, respect to the ultimate good looking guy. Jack Morris here. Scottish fever is running wild right now in Noah. You're giving him the win over the champion, and that puts him even with the champion, too, in the block. So that keeps them kind of equal. I like that idea. Dean, what do you have? Right now, you have Jake at 6 and Morris at 2.
There were a few matches, like, right off the bat that I thought stood out as possible upsets, and I think this is the third of those matches where I think Morris defeats Jake here. You need to give out those signature wins to guys like, you know, I think Anzai is going to get one. I think Inaba's going to get one. And I think that Jack Morris will get one. And I think it will come here against Jake Lee.
See, this is the flaw of me giving Morris those wins earlier, because I can't have him win all these matches or he's going to end up winning the tournament. So I have to keep the totem pole stacked up right. You know, the leader has to be the leader, and he has to get the win here, even over Jack Morris, as much as I've come to enjoy him, and I really like Jake. I'm actually a big fan of his. So I will give him the win here. He needs points, too. I had him – well, his schedule is a little interesting because I had him lose to Masa on the last show. Need to get him back on track. I can't have him losing all these matches in a row. So I'll give Jake the win here. And so Jake is now at 6 in all of ours. Morris is at 6 for me, Jonathan, at 4 for Dean. So we're in a good spot here. Kenno versus Timothy Thatcher. Dean, who do you have here?
This is definitely one of my most anticipated matchups, I think. I think this is going to be really fantastic. I have Kenno getting the win here as well. I haven't had Kenno lose since his first match. So he's blue hot and he's stacking up wins. And I think he will also get a win over Thatcher here to keep up that pace.
Kenno takes the lead in the block in yours with this win going up to 8 points. Jonathan, who do you have here?
I have Kenno winning this one as well. I think he deserves to show up and to really get as much heat on him as possible. He's someone who basically thrive in this tournament. I've got him winning this one.
I've got to give it up to the Thatch man right now, giving an upset over Kenno here. And you could tell looking at our standings who Dylan is booking, who has him at 7 points while the other ones have at 4 and 3 here. And I think Thatcher would actually take the lead in the block with this win, potentially. And he would. He'd be leading right now at this point with 2 shows to go, beating Kenno. My thinking about this is Kenno beating Thatcher. I think Thatcher should win because Kenno would not challenge for the tag titles. And I think this would give him a win, as well as keeping control of the points for where we're going with 2 shows left as well. So it works out in the end, I promise. I'm not just marking out for Thatcher. I assure you, although I am happy, I would be very happy to see him get a win this big as well. And I think it makes sense, too. He has, a very physical style. This match is going to be really good, and I can't wait to see it. But I will go against the grain and go with Thatcher. And the final match on this show, Adam Brooks versus Yoshiki Inamura. Jonathan, who do you have?
I don't think I've given Inamura much of anything whatsoever, so I'm going to go with Inamura over my fellow countrymen.
You can't let the Australian get too many wins here. You got to give Inamura his love. Inamura respect is more important than country loyalty. I do agree with that.
I think everyone agrees with that, yeah.
Yes, everyone agrees with that, no matter where you're from at the end of the day. But Dean, what do you have here, Brooks and Inamura?
I have Inamura getting a win here. I want him to end with 3 wins. I think that that's serviceable for this block and for his position. It's hard to see him beating someone like Kenno or Jake Lee, so I think he'll pick up the wins that seem a bit more plausible, and I think one of them is going to come here versus Adam Brooks.
I agree. I have Inamura getting the win as well here. This would be Inamura's 3rd straight win in my tournament as well, so he's on a winning streak and 1 point away from leading the block over Thatcher. Everybody's tied for 6 except for Brooks at 2 right now, and Inamura has tied himself up here. So I'm going with Inamura. I like my winning streak idea in the middle of the tournament, although it will have to come to an end, unfortunately, here. Brooks... hopefully he can have a big match. I think this could be a sneaky match, actually. It wouldn't surprise me if they have good chemistry with each other because of the size difference, actually. So 2 shows left here. This is our last show before the final in terms of block play on the 26th, which is from Sendai Pit, a very small arena. This is here. Go versus Manabu Soya. Jonathan, who do you got?
I have Go Shirazaki winning this one. It should be a great match. I really want to give Soya more than I
perhaps have given him, but in this instance, I've got to go winning.
Dean, who do you got?
Same. I also have go winning just for, you know, I need him in contention on the final night, and I think this will get him in the mix. So, Shuzaki over Soya here.
I'm going with the upset. I have Soya getting the win here. This is his match that he hangs his hat on in the tournament. I only had him have one win up to this point, and now I give him a big win to keep him in, as well as keep the points how they need to be, especially for what I have planned on the last night. It's very important that Go not win this, and I think Soya getting a big win. I try to give everybody as big of a win as possible, pretty much. Except for Lance Onawai, who's in the next match. He faces Katsuhiko Nakajima, and I have Nakajima winning. But what do you think, Dean?
Same. I think this is probably a pretty easy win for Nakajima here. Keeps him in the lead, I believe, and he'll be looking good going into the last night.
Yeah, Nakajima winning would put him at 8. Go would be in the lead for yours. Go is at 9 and Nakajima is at 8.
Got it. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. Well, what about you, Jonathan?
How many points would Nakajima have in my standing if he was to win this match?
9.
9. Would that put him in the lead?
You have Go at 8. I think that would put him in the lead. Wagner has 9, so it would tie him for the lead.
Yeah, I've got to, in this instance, just do the worst thing ever to be disciplined and to keep it down after. Jeez.
What are you planning right now?
I'm not planning. I told you I wasn't a maths guy, and I wish things had fallen so differently. Oh, God. Yeah, this is the most hilarious thing ever, but let's. Over Nakajima in Sendai Pit.
Yeah, oh yeah, Sendai Pit. If you're going to give an upset, this is the one place I think you can get away with it. Overall, no one will be here to see this win. For a second, I thought you were going to have them do a time limit draw, which I thought would be the worst idea.
If Nakajima falls in the Sendai Pit and no one is there to see it, does he really fall? Yeah, let's go with it. Come on.
I love it. Listen, the head of the table has arrived and put a stop to Nakajima's run here.
You can establish a bloodline storyline in Noah, which everyone would love, right? Right.
Acknowledge him. Jonathan, acknowledge Lance here. I think we need to, but I won't. I refuse. I'm Jey Uso in this situation. I can't acknowledge Lance. Nakajima a win here, and that would put him in the lead. I have him being the first person to get up to 10 points in my block. Right now, Nakajima 8 for Dean, 7 for Jonathan, and 10 for me. And Lance up to 6 for Jonathan. Lance! He could win this block the way you set it up here on the last night. So that could be an interesting scenario you may fall into at the end. And 4 for Dean and 2 for me. So that could be good. Inaba versus Yuma Anzai here. Jonathan, who do you have here after your wonderful booking of Lance of the Lion?
Jeez, I feel like I kind of wanted to give him so many big wins and things like that that I've accidentally made him a contender when he's not winning. And then I feel that it might end up flattening out too much here. So, yeah, just take that for what it's worth in this instance. I'm going to have Inaba win in this case. It's not a bad thing. You know, these guys will actually have a good match together.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think that'll be a really good match. I think these guys are going to – there's going to be a lot of effort in this match between these two.
And I just think, like, I've given sort of Anzai everything he needed to get from this tournament plus a little bit more. But I really, want him to come across as a serious player in this. I realize, of course, the irony and the kind of destruction that comes with the fact that I've then had to level him out as hard as I have, but here we have it.
Dean, what about you? Both of these guys come in with 4 in your booking.
I think the cool thing with Yuma Anzai is he's someone that can beat anyone pretty much, or can lose to anyone, and it doesn't impact him that much. It's a great type of wrestler to have in a round robin. So I think Inoue gets the win here, just to, you know, have him wrap up after the last night with a serviceable point total. But I don't think it really hurts Anzai to drop the fall. So Inoue gets the win here.
For me, I have Anzai winning, which puts him alive on the last day. I've carefully conducted this show to where everybody has a guy who's alive, and Anzai gets the win here to get up to 8 in my booking. And to me, Inoue, I love him. I have no problem if he does win. I just think Anzai will get the win here. And like I said, I want to have people alive on the last day on this block, especially compared to the other block, which only 2 people will be alive on the last day. So the next match, Ildo Dr. Wagner versus Saxon Huxley, a battle of the champions here, Dean, one of the most prestigious matches. Who do you have winning this?
I have Wagner here. I want him to be in the mix on the final night. Huxley, I don't think that really matters. Sorry, Saxon, but Wagner gets the win here.
And that puts him up to 9. What about you, Jonathan? Wagner and Hux, who's it going to be?
This show is going to be one that people are just going to bury and delete from existence.
you know what you have to do.
Yeah, I do, and it's purely for points control, purely for what I hope to have planned. But also, you know, if there's going to be someone who's going to carry Saxon Huxley to a serviceable to good match, it's going to be Wagner, right? Like, he'd probably have sneaky chemistry with him. He'd probably somehow have people going, wait, should I reevaluate this guy? Because he's that good at showing out and putting people over. So I'm going to have Huxley win. I'm not going to like myself for it, but there could be some kind of benefit to it in that, you know, that Wagner's going to give him the best match possible, and this guy's on such a roll now. So, yeah, that's just what I need to do right now for my agenda in order to get to where I want to get in the very end of things. So, yeah, I've had to do the worst thing possible on this show, but there we have it.
Wagner at 9 for both of you and at 8 for me, because I have him getting the win here over Huxley as well. I don't have to worry about points control. I was conservative with Wagner early on, put over people, and I don't want to live in a world where Huxley gets a title shot. I cannot allow that to happen. That's why I had to put him under earlier. It all worked out in the end. So I will give Wagner the win. But in Jonathan's, if they do that, Huxley versus Wagner for the title, the national title, that could be a future match, people.
Actually would be okay. You know, Wagner's in it, so.
Right. We always got to give Wagner some love here. You're really testing his strengths here. If he can get a good match out of him, then he really, to me, that needs to be remembered in terms of the year-end awards for the Eastern Lariat, yes. if Wagner can do it. So let's just keep an eye on this match for that factor more than anything else. But now we go into the other block here. Up next, Jake Lee versus Yoshiki Inamura. Dean, who do you have winning?
So I wanted Jake to drop one fall either to Kitamiya or Inamura, and then basically one of those two would end up with 8 and the other with like 6. So this is a toss up because I could have swapped it the other way around. Jake beat Inamura when he first debuted in a singles match. It's possible they want to give Inamura the win back here. But I do think, just to like keep the balance where I want it, Jake Lee will get the victory here over Inamura.
And that moves him up to 8 for you. Jonathan, who do you have winning, Jake or Inamura?
Points control city, baby. It's going to be Inamura.
Well, I mean, Jake is at 6 right now for you. So you could.
He could go the other way. Let's do that. Let's go with that. That's the most logical way, I think. It would just be nice, though, to give Inamura something. I've given him very little, and
that's true.
It would be an upset. The upsets have been to some of the worst possible guys outside of what Anzai has done. So let's just go with it. Let's just see.
Yeah. Let's give Inamura his flowers. Is that what I'm hearing right now? You going with Inamura, Jake?
I've got to go with Jake, but damn, I really want to give Inamura his flowers. You know, it's a tough one, but it's what I got to do. Jake's the champion still at the end of the day.
I got to go with Jake too. Unfortunately, this would eliminate Inamura in my block. I had him at six. We both did, actually. Me and Dean both did. So this would eliminate him. But Jake needs to be on a good page here, in my opinion. So Kenno versus Kitamiya here. This is another interesting move here. Kenno right now at 8 for Dean and 6 for Jonathan and 6 for me as well. So Dean, Kenno and Kitamiya, who do you have?
I have Kenno getting the win here. That would bring him to 10 going into the final night. And I think that's what makes sense to me. So I have Kenno getting a victory over Kitamiya. This also could be a phenomenal match.
Tons of history to play with.
Yeah, there's a lot going on here. Really looking forward to this. But I think Kenno gets the win.
What about you, Jonathan?
I have Kenno winning this.
Yeah, see, you've worked it out now, like with the math, with Jake and Kenno both at 8, which is the exact same thing I did too. We all agree that Kenno will win, 10 for Dean and 8 for both me and Jonathan as well, so we're in a good spot there overall. But yeah, this could be a banger of a match, however. We all expect that. Yoshioka versus Jack Morris here. Jonathan, who do you have?
I'm going to go with Yoshioka for this one. I've given Morris some big wins and stuff, so yeah, let's dial it back that slight bit.
What about you, Dean?
Same. Yoshioka over Morris. I think Yoshioka probably ends up with 4 wins. I think that's safe. And Morris, you know, he can still job to whoever. So I think Yoshioka gets the pin here.
At this point, Yoshioka would lead the block for you, Jonathan, going into the last night. I want to point this out. He goes up to 9 with this
one. Okay. Yes. All right. Let's go the opposite route then.
And now Jack would be tied to lead the block going into the last night.
How many points?
He would move up to 8 if he wins this.
So if he moves to 8, is he tied then with Kenno and...
It's Jake.
Jake. That's not a bad scenario, actually.
Oh, yeah, you could do that.
Like, that works nicely, actually. Yeah, let's go with that.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
Yeah. That sets off a sneaky, nice possibility, so I'm going to go with it.
Yeah, especially with both of them being in the same faction, heading into the last night, too. So I do like that. The last match on this show, the last match before the final show, Timothy Thatcher versus Adam Brooks. Jonathan, who do you got here?
Jeez, I haven't given them too much of anything. I think Thatcher.
Yeah, Thatcher. That would move him up to 5 here for you. And Dean, what do you think?
I have Thatcher here, too. I want him to get some wins, remain sort of protected. I think Brooks is going to be look good, but be a little scrappy. I'm not expecting to get a ton of wins. And so I have Thatcher here.
I have Brooks getting the upset. I gave Thatcher a lot early on. I think Brooks getting the win here kind of solidifies him to beat the resident kind of top foreigner, so to speak, or a championship foreigner at least. So it gives him a little bit of a win to hang his hat on. I don't know if they'll do a tag shot or anything. He's going to have to earn his spot for the future. But we saw last year that Morris and Wagner both got runs, and they weren't exactly blowing the roof off in one, and they both really improved. So, Brooks, yeah. I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt here to give him the win. And Thatcher at 7. I can't have him leading the block going into the last show as well. So points control here. Briefly, before we get to the 27th, the major show, we've got one show left. So basically, in my blocks at this point, in A block, Nakajima leads at 10. Go, Wagner, and Anzai all are alive on the last day with 8. And in B block, Jake and Kenno are tied at 8. Thatcher, Morris, and Inamura all are technically alive, although it's very unlikely that Morris or Inamura, Thatcher's really the only one with a hope, and it would have to involve a tie. Really, it's just down to Jake and Kenno is the only one really available without some goofy stuff happening on the last night. But I basically did this so Jake and Kenno would be the main focus of B-Block, and A-Block would have kind of everybody involved, or not everybody, but like half the block at least. So with that, that leads into the, you guys you have here. I'm looking at your blocks right now. For you in B block, Kenno and Jake are both kind of similar to what I did. Jake and Kenno tied at 8 for both of you. Or no, Kenno actually has 10 for you, Dean, going in. So Kenno's in the lead going into the last night, tied for Jonathan. And Yoshioka is still alive for Jonathan at 7. I think nobody else would be alive in B block for you either, so it's kind of a similar thing to what I did. Yoshioka's still alive for Jonathan, and Morris also alive, tied with 8 actually as well. So those three are alive for Jonathan, just Jake and Kenno for you. In A block, Wagner leads with 9, and with Dean, he's tied with Go. So Wagner and Go are tied going into the last night with 9. Nakajima's still alive at 8, and Nakajima's still alive for Jonathan with 7 as well. So Wagner, Nakajima, and Go are alive for you both. And Kenno and Jake both alive, but also Yoshioka and Jack are alive for Jonathan. So I like your block, Jonathan. You've created some good parity heading into the last night. Do you guys feel pretty confident going into the last night?
Yeah, I think I have a surprising twist, I think. But I thought about this. I like worked backwards, so I like how I have this laid out.
What about you, Jonathan?
I am happy with how it's standing at the moment. I had to do some awful, awful things to get here, though.
You did, but you came out on the other side. It's like life. The N1 is a metaphor for life itself, I would say, right now. And who will get the victory?
There's your episode title.
Absolutely. And this is going on the public feed, too, by the way. So like, I'll air this next week. So everybody's going to hear this right now. We cannot hide from these predictions we made at the end of the day, as much as I want to.
I just hope that when people judge me for this one, they remember that I, as well as being a one that had Saxon Huxley do the worst thing possible with Wagner, I'm also the one that gave Yuma Anzai some wins over both members of Axes, so, you know.
Don't worry, I still have some bad picks coming on. Like, we still have several left to go. We're not out of the woods yet.
What a preview of a show, yeah. What a preview.
Yeah, we're not out of the woods yet. I'm going to do some things I don't like based on my prediction as well, unfortunately. So we'll start from the bottom and save the main two matches for last year, despite it being ordered a different way. I'm going against Pure Love's setup here. I'm going rogue to start with Yoshiki Inamura versus Yuki Yoshioka here. Jonathan, who do you think wins? Like I said, Yoshioka's still alive in your block here.
Yeah, I'm
only barely.
I'm going to have him lose in this instance that just, so he's no longer alive.
Yeah, and it gives Inamura an extra win to get him up to 6.
It gives Inamura a much-needed win. And, yeah, you know, that means that Yoshioka has had a very solid show as far as being in the tournament goes. He's been alive up until, like, the last night of block play. He has had a chance to have great performances. So I think that's – I'm about comfortable with that. And I've been wanting to give Inamura something for a while, so here we have it.
Yes, nothing wrong with that. What about you, Dean?
I have Yoshioka getting the win. That would bring him to 8 and, would end Inamura's run at 6. Inamura only pinning foreign talent in my block, which is
an interesting
outcome, but who knows? Yeah.
That continues his story. Now to where he can, like, that's another first win he gets later on. So,
yeah.
But I do like your idea though. I had Yoshioka win as well to get him up to 7 here. Inamura had already had it 6. Like, everyone is booked really strongly in B block here, pretty much, like the way it all plays out. So Yoshioka up to 7, he'll get to stand on spot. Masakita Mia versus Timothy Thatcher. Thatcher is alive for me, but not for anybody else, and Masa's not alive for anybody. So, Dean, who do you have winning here?
Thatcher, Kitamiya. I have Kitamiya winning. This is a total coin flip for me, though, because whoever wins this ends up at 8, and whoever loses ends up at 6. I mean, I honestly could just switch that to Thatcher, and I don't think it really impacts anything.
No.
That's tough, though. I don't know who they really want to have. Did I have Thatcher beat Inamura? I had Inamura beat Thatcher. So actually, I'm going to switch this. I'm going to go with Thatcher here because I think that he will probably end up being pretty well protected. And then that puts Kitamiya and Inamura at 6 and Thatcher at 8, which sounds good. Yeah, let's do that. So Thatcher over Kitamiya.
What about you, Jonathan?
I'm going to follow suit on that one. I think here that it kind of, it's not very nice to Masa, but it does help establish one of the champions that little bit there after he's had a couple of losses. And it should be a great match, actually, between those guys.
Yeah, I think this will be a good match. I have Masa winning. As I said, I protected Thatcher a bit more during the tournament, so he's still alive in the block. And very barely. You know, he would need a tie in Jake and Kenoh to get it. But Masa, I give the win to, and ending his hopes and putting the focus on the main match. But then we have a match that nobody's alive at anybody's blocks. Jack Morris versus Adam Brooks. I will say right away, I have Brooks winning. That gets him up to 6 and tied with Morris at that point and Masa. So basically, this block, everybody has 6, pretty much, except for 2 people. Like, Inamura, Masa, Jack, and Brooks all have 6. Yoshioka and Thatcher are tied for 3rd at 7, and then that leads to the main event. But for you guys, what do you see here? Brooks and Jack. Dean, who do you have?
I have Jack getting the win here, just to bring him up to 6. He had 6 points last year, so I don't want him to end up below that. I just couldn't find spots for Brooks to get wins that kind of made sense for me. I'm not confident that he'll only get 1 win. That seems to be a stretch, but it's how it worked out. And I still feel confident that Morris will probably be around 6 points again, maybe 8 points. But yeah, so I'm going to go with Jack here over Brooks.
What about you, Jonathan?
If memory serves, I've still got Jack alive, right?
He's tied with Kenoh and Jake at 8.
Yeah, so I'm just going to have to have my fellow countrymen this time put a stop to that. That could be something for Brooks to hang his hat on, you know. He managed to stop someone. He managed to upset someone in the tournament and brings him out to a relatively kind of healthy kind of level for his overall point standing. So that's why I'm going to go with Brooks for this one.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's the same thinking I have. It just depends on how many points you want to give Morris leading into it, pretty much. But that leads to the big match in this block, the one that we've all ended up with the same match counting. Who is winning the block here, Jake Lee or Kenoh? We'll start with you, Jonathan, on this one.
The fans. I think the fans win when they get to see you guys. But I think in terms of who actually like wins the bout, I'm going to have to go with Kenoh. I think Kenoh getting a win over the champion would be good. It would help potentially set up a rematch between those two down the line. Kenoh deserves everything for how he's been performing this year. I want to give him a chance to, at the very least, kind of make his way to the final and to show everyone what he's capable of there. And he's long been associated with this tournament and with kind of big results and big matches in that tournament. So I'd like to continue that with this particular result. So let's see Kenoh go to the tournament final and to beat Jake here.
What about you, Dean? Jake or Kenoh? Who's making it to the final?
Kenoh is going to make it to the final, but this match will be a time limit draw.
Nice.
Okay.
I like that. So it will be Jake would win. If he wins, he's in the final. Kenoh basically just has to survive, and he does. Time limit draw to have Kenoh advance to the final. This would be my semi-main event, though. I wouldn't want to end the show on a time limit draw. I think right. the B-block big match will be my main event. But, yeah, because they haven't announced the match order yet. Right. So this is why I feel like this could work. This is what made some of my math a little wonky, because to have someone advance on a time limit draw is tough. But that's my prediction here.
Okay, I like it. And I have Keno getting the win here. They're both tied in mine. And so we all three agree. We have the same prediction on who's going to win the block in Keno yep. at the end of the day. So that says something right there about perhaps our lack of creativity that we show. but we still have another block. So let's see how things play out with the block here. Let's go to the match that will not affect anything. Daiki Inaba versus Lance Anawai. Dean, who you got?
It looks like I have Lance Anawai here. I don't know why I picked that, but let's go with it. we'll do that. They both end up at six then. Maybe that was my logic. Sure. Let's go with that.
Yeah, why not? You know, we gotta give Lance some love here. What about you, Jonathan?
I'm going to go the opposite route in this particular one. I just think I need to give Inaba something. And just outside of that, I think I've given Lance some wins here and there. So I think I feel okay with this.
Okay, so basically it ends up both of you just went opposite, you know. It was 6-4 one way for you, Dean, and then 6-4 for Lance, for you, Jonathan, so you switched up so they all end up at 6 here. Yeah. Pretty much, we worked out. For me, I have them both at 4. I have Lance getting a second win here, for the same reason, just to even the points out. They're at the bottom of my block, actually, here, unfortunately. The only two not to get to 6 in either block, but that's okay. We still love Inaba. Hopefully Anawai surprises us and he can do some big things. I'm looking forward to seeing what he could do in the tournament. I mean, Hammerstone, when he came in, he had a very great tournament that really, you know, took his run off. You know, and hopefully that can do the same thing for Anawai here. He can really impress people and show some great things.
Completely will change my mind on him if he has a great tournament. Absolutely would just kind of be one of these guys that, if he does that, then, you know, that would be maybe the second year in a row where people have had a chance to be pleasantly surprised by someone. I don't think people saw that Jack Morris was as good a wrestler as he was the last time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. So all kidding aside and bloodline stuff aside, I actually am open-minded to see him. This is the biggest opportunity of his career. Hopefully he can deliver some big things, and I wish him really well, and hopefully he can get some good wins here as well. The next match, Saxon Huxley versus Yuma Anzai here. And that doesn't matter for you guys, but Dean, you have them both at 4. Jonathan, you have Anzai at 6 and Huxley at 4. So, Jonathan, we even the odds. We give Huxley a win over Anzai here.
Well, if Anzai wins, he doesn't win the block.
That's right.
It would get him to 8 points, I believe, which would be a very strong showing. I think it's stronger than what he even had in the Champion Carnival, isn't it?
He had 6 in the Carnival. Yes.
So he would surpass his Carnival streak in another company. He would basically stand to have defeated two of the biggest stars and ultimately one of the champions in another organization, and he wouldn't be dropping to Saxon Huxley, so I wouldn't feel too bad about some other things I booked. So let's just go with it. You know, let's see where Anzai wins and things fall where they may.
I love it. What about you, Dean?
I have Huxley winning here, as hard as that may be to hear for some folks. But yeah. I think, you know, I'm giving Anzai the win over Goshi Ozaki. I think that is huge in itself. I think he gets his win back over Soya. And then, you know, Huxley is still a GHC tag champion. It doesn't mean much, but it means something. He would end up at 6, Anzai in the bottom of the block at 4, but with two, you know, pretty notable wins. I could flip this around, but I think Huxley, you know, like I said, he's a tag champ. He'll probably get three or four wins. And I think Anzai is going to be fine if he gets that big win over Shiozaki.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you've both given him wins to hang his hat on, which I think is the important thing overall. And I actually have Huxley winning too, unfortunately, because, I mean, Anzai's still alive to win the block in my block, and I can't have that as much as I think it would be funny if that happened. So I have to give Huxley the win here against my better wishes. See, so I've given Lance and Huxley wins on the last night, so don't say I'm biased right now. I've given everybody something to hang their hats on. Second to last match of the block, Manabu Soya versus Yoda Dr. Wagner Jr. Let's see here. Where do you guys have Wagner right now? I know you put he's 9 for both of you, actually. Wagner at 9, Soya at 4, I think, for both of you.
So this is a rematch from a match they had earlier this year in Currican Hall. It was the main event of that particular show, and it was great.
Yeah.
It was just a sneaky match of the year contender on the lower end for me. And that was one that Soya looked like he could have a chance to win but didn't. Wagner retained. I'm going to have to go with reversing the result from that one and to have Soya win this. It gives Soya potential future title opportunity. It gives him a bit more when I feel like I haven't given him much in this tournament. And it just will be a great match. Plus, it establishes the all-important point control I've been trying to establish. So, I feel comfortable with that. It gives, Wagner's like an outside looking in, very close to getting into the final kind of guy, but not quite there yet.
What about you, Dean?
Same exact approach. Soya, I think, gets the win. Avenges his loss earlier in the year. It eliminates Wagner from contention. Sort of. I think there would be a weird situation where, like, there could be a draw, and that would
go with advance.
Oh, yeah. So Wagner would be out, which is what I want, and Soya gets his win. But Wagner still ends up looking pretty strong, only dropping 2 falls and then drawing with Go to finish at 9 points.
Absolutely. So with that said, that leads to the final match of the block here. Nakajima at 8 for you, Dean, and 7 for you, Jonathan, and Go at 9 for you, Dean, and 8 for you, Jonathan. So Go a point ahead of Nakajima in both of your runs here. Dean, who do you have winning and advancing?
I have Nakajima winning, going up to 10, and advancing to the finals. I think this could be another match of the year candidate. Nakajima's really been having a good year overall. Shiozaki's been a little taking a backseat, maybe. Maybe he still kind of has some ring rust. He was out for a while. His tags have been good. I think that this could be a really intense match. I love all of their singles matches, and I think this will be another chapter in that story. Really looking forward to this, but I think Nakajima gets the win and advances to the finals.
And also, if I didn't say it, I had Soya beating Wagner too. To keep him out of it as well. I just wanted to point that out. So we saw you at 6 for all 3 of us at the end of the tournament there. And as I said, Nakajima at 7 and Go at 8 for you, Jonathan. Who do you have winning here?
So earlier this year, the reformation of Axis happened largely off the back of this story where Shiro just isn't, coming back off an injury, isn't as strong as he was, that perhaps Nakajima is the stronger of the two. Nakajima's had this big, big win over Kento Miyahara. My story so far has been that he's occasionally dropped matches where it's been him getting too much into his own head or just having these upset losses just for control. In this case, I'm going to have to go with Shiozaki, pun intended. The idea here is the story is that he's kind of returning to strength, returning to form, and kind of making his way back. He has to surpass his tag partner to do that and has to kind of prove himself when his back's against the wall. In this case here, he just gets the victory, moves to the finals. There's a couple of reasons for this, and I'll get to those, but we've kind of set up our finals this way, and yeah, in this case, I've gone in a different direction to Dean.
Dean, you picked Nakajima. Jonathan, you picked Go. And I have it as a time limit draw here, which wow. In my bracket, that means Nakajima would advance on a draw. I honestly think it makes perfect sense for this to be a draw. I've spoken before how I really didn't like the idea of them being in the same block or any kind of match between them after reforming. I was not a big fan of that. And I think that with it happening, though, I think you could still make something out of it and keep things very, you know, friendly between them, so to speak. And having a draw, a respectful thing where Nakajima advances, Go deprived of his first ever N1 win with a draw as well, that plays into that. I could totally see that ending in a big emotional display with a draw between them, a hug at the end, something that is really emotional, and another chapter in Nakajima's journey after the big win over Kento. So me and Dean both have Nakajima versus Kenno as our final, and Jonathan, you have Go versus Kenno. So we're moving on to the final show. This is on the 3rd of September in Osaka Edion Arena. The only other match announced so far is Masakatsu Funaki versus Josh Barnett in the martial arts rules match as well. And the final match of the show will obviously be the final. So, Jonathan, you went different than me and Dean, so I'll let you start off first here. So explain your final, who you think is going to win.
So there were two promos that happened this year that have me thinking a particular way about this match. Kenno beat Shiozaki earlier in the year and essentially cut a promo that established that Kenno believes himself to be the stronger of the two, kind of asking like where Shiozaki's strength is. Then Shiozaki cut a promo at the match that he won on the most recent show. I believe he won One Night Dream and cut a promo about this upcoming tournament where he declared that he would win. And so that's what my thinking is at this point in time. I think that they set the table for Go to win here. I think they set up with that promo, as soon as I saw it, I turned to my friend that was watching with me and I said, I think Shiozaki's winning this. He hasn't won this tournament before. He has been telling the story as of late of him returning and not quite at full strength yet. It could go either way with that story, but I do believe their thinking is that they want him to win overall. Kenno has been on fire, of course, this year as well, but Kenno especially has been the MVP of Japanese pro wrestling in general, not simply for Noah, but for everyone. He would be a deserving winner as well, and it becomes a tough thing to have to choose between them. I want the best for Kenno, and I think eventually he would make his way back up to the top as well, but not just yet. I think here we have a situation where Shiozaki wins a competitive match, could be a contender for match of the year, depending on how they play it, and that's kind of the fulfillment of those two particular promos. And him versus Jake Lee would be an intriguing match for a variety of reasons. Jake's the outsider champion and Go kind of the guy who declares himself Noah. He'd have a chance to call himself Noah here if he was to win that match. You could go many different directions with the result of that match, depending on what you wanted to do. But for now, that's my prediction. What about you guys? Any other particular thoughts on this? I'm sure I've missed other things, and there's other ways we could go with it. You've got a completely different match to start with.
You know, Jonathan, I like your ideas that you said, and I like that you go back to that promo that Go cut. I like, between all three of these guys, to me, these are the three clear favorites of the tournament. And what I really enjoy is that Noah's crafted, or not even just crafted, they just kind of, it's kind of happened this way, where all three men have, like, they're peaking at it the exact perfect time. Well, two of them are. I don't think Go is peaking, and that's why I didn't have him in the finals, actually. I just think the other two are just more interesting right now than he is. But he has a story where he has never won in one. I think that's what everyone kind of figured. But then they threw this out. If things had just stayed how they were when this tournament got announced and when me and Dean talked about it the first time, I think I would have gone with Go as the favorite. But then we had Kongo break up, which gave a whole new spin to Kenno's character. Not just the blue stuff, but just his whole ideals and character's ideals, rather. That gave him a new, fresh starting point to boost him into this tournament. Nakajima. If he had lost to Kento, I think I would have still gone with Go. But him winning, that boosted him so much in my eyes that I just I want them to keep that momentum going. Maybe it's just my heart here I'm playing with more than my mind, but I think that I just wanted them to keep that momentum going. But Go, he has the legacy. He is the one that says, I am Noah. He is the one that came back from injury that you would want to put in a big match going forward. So obviously with someone like Jake, an outsider, is a perfect opponent. Of all three, Go is the more natural opponent of the other three, just storyline-wise, not necessarily wrestling-wise. But obviously all three of them tremendous workers as well. So I don't think there's a wrong answer. But for me, I went ahead with Go because I think the two main sparks for the characters just happened with Kenno and Nakajima, and Go has happened months ago. And that's the only difference between the two. And that's why I went away with Go.
So I love both of your ideas. And I think even like late last year, I totally was convinced that Shiozaki was going to come back, win the N1 in 2023, get the title from Jake or, you know, whoever was champion and lead up to this big Shiozaki versus Kiyomiya match for the GHC in the beginning of 2024. A few things threw a wrench in that plan for me. I think the Axis story, I had no like idea that something like that would happen again. And then I basically thought about this by working backwards from what I think will happen at the New Year show. I feel confident that the main event of the New Year show is going to be Kenno versus Kaito for the GHC title in the main event. They've been in the semi-main for two straight years. I think that's one of the biggest matches they can run right now. Kaito's going to come back from the G1. You know, he'll have a little different thing going on. And so that was the match that I wanted to get to. And so to get to that, I need Kenno to win the N1, and I need Kenno to take the title from Jake Lee. So that was my justification for that, essentially working backwards from what I think is going to be the main event at Budokan. I think Shiozaki will probably have, I imagine there's some sort of Axis tag. Maybe it's Axis versus Kento and Yuma or something. Like, there's a lot you could do there. And that's why I kind of switched from Shiozaki, because I think he might have something else going on at that time. And I feel like this is a great time for them to finally give Kenno and Kaito their main event on their big New Year show. So that's my pick, and I think that's why that's what I feel is going to happen, especially after the Congo breakup too, like Dylan mentioned. I think that kind of changed my logic too. But I could see Go winning too, because, you know, a lot has kind of led to that path as well.
Let me ask you this, though. Why did you pick Nakajima to make the finals over Go then?
I think that their 45-minute time limit draw laid a lot of the groundwork for that. I think there's still – I think Kenno needs to defeat Nakajima to really go on this track, because he lost the N1 to him 2 years ago. I don't know exactly what their like singles record against each other is, but I do really think that Kenno needs to solve this Nakajima problem before he can move on to take the title from Jake. He's very tied up in the Axis story, and he already beat Go in a singles match like a month ago. And I think he needs to beat Nakajima to put Axis kind of behind him. And then I think they're going to move on to do something with Kento or All Japan, while Kenno becomes sort of the centerpiece of the promotion for the next, you know, 5 to 6 months.
Will Kaito win the G1 like Kenno said in his promo, that they could have N1 versus G1 winner?
No, I think Kaito's going to he could make the final. I think it's possible, but I think Naito's going to win the G1.
I laid out my prediction on Twitter for the end of the G1, and that was my prediction as well. Was basically Naito over Kaito in the main event.
Yeah,
we did have him in the finals. Yeah, me and you both had the same finals with Naito and Kaito, actually. So that would be a great strong run for him and totally set up the main event. They have a 5-3-3 record. Nakajima has 5 wins, Keno has 3, and 3 draws as well between them. I think that it's interesting because what you said makes so much sense. Like, the seeds they planted leads me to think it'll be Keno versus Kaito in the main event.
Yeah, and I think Keno wins that too. I think 2024 is like a long Keno title run. He's done so much work for the promotion. He's been all over representing Noah. I think you have to reward him for that. And I know that will cause a lot of discourse about Kaito Kiyomiya losing in a big spot again. But I actually think that when you really look at the last year, I mean, Keno has essentially been the ace of the promotion.
Oh, I agree with that totally.
Yeah, and I think that that's just a huge match. I feel like 2024 is Keno's year, and I think that this is the way you get there.
What do you think of the idea Striga floated out on our last show when we were talking about Kento, and we kind of looked all the way to January 1st again? His ramification or justification, so to speak, he thinks that it would be better to have Jake be the champion go into the January 1st. Or I don't know if he thinks it was better, but that's what he said is his logic was going to happen. I don't want to put words in his mouth, because I don't think he thinks it's better. But he mentioned this, and I was arguing against it when he said it. But he thinks that Jake should be champion on January 1st, so that would open up Kaito versus Okada in a singles match at the January 1st show, and also have Nakajima and Kento and have their match, pretty much. And his justification for this is, with two great undercard matches, it doesn't matter if the champion is strong, like how strong Jake is as champion, pretty much.
Yeah, I mean, I think Okada's going to get his win back. They'll do an Okada-Kaito rubber match.
Exactly.
But it'll be on the New Japan versus Noah Wrestle Kingdom at Yokohama, and that's where Okada will get the win back there. I don't think Okada will be on the Noah New Year show. I think he is going to be too busy with a big singles match at Wrestle Kingdom versus like Shota or Moxley or something, and then he'll be lined up to face Kaito in a singles at the Noah versus New Japan show.
If it's Shota, then I think he can come to the Noah show. Like a singles match.
He has a lot of options. Maybe it's Danielson. You know, he has a lot of balls.
Hopefully, I mean, Danielson's break in his arm was worse than they were hoping it would be, which puts him maybe out of action a little bit longer than that. But we'll see like how that goes in terms of his recovery. The Noah show is actually on the 2nd of January, not the 1st this year, and it's not at the Budokan. Okay. It's going to be at the new arena that they've constructed near their home turf, basically. Like when Defra Ariake obviously isn't around anymore, so it's at the Ariake Arena. Which makes it, I mean, it's not the Budokan, it's not as, you know, the same, but it could be interesting to see how they draw. So they're going to need a very big draw to get that building sold out. I think I tend to think that you're going to need a few big matches there, and it would make sense to go with sort of some kind of
like a triple main event. That's kind of what Striga was kind of arguing.
I think that's where my head is at with my picks there in terms of your title matches, but. And then having sort of Kento versus Nakajima in a rematch. I do think that if we do see a rubber match, assuming that, if you've got Kaito in the G1, then a Kaito Okada 2 has to happen. And then there has to be some kind of rubber match there. But I tend to think that that's happening more at your second night of Wrestle Kingdom.
Has that been announced?
That hasn't been announced, but the way it kind of goes is New Japan's parent company, Bushiroad, have a 1/3 stake in the Abima app. The remaining 2/3, most of that's taken up by Noah's parent company and Cyber Agent. So they've kind of basically been forced to work together by corporate arrangement there. So I'd be shocked if they didn't do it again. I don't know about it. It could have diminishing returns and stuff. It's not as special when you keep running it every year, but I would be pretty surprised if they didn't do it just the way these things turn out, company wise, if not the demand for it. So, yeah,
I definitely think they should,
I just don't know if it would have the same impact, as, you know, the first time they did it kind of thing, but, you know, I'm open to it for sure.
Let me ask you for this before I talk about what I think, Jonathan. So in your scenario, Go wins the tournament. Does he challenge for the title at that Ariake show, or does he win the title before and set something up for there?
So, if I'm booking it, he doesn't challenge until the Ariake show, because that gives some more anticipation. Plus, I've already had Jake drop a couple of matches and maybe have some title defenses before then. They don't tend to do it that way, though. They tend to have the one last show before that where there'll be a title defense. So I think I would like it if they did it that way. If they held off for the Ariake show, they probably won't, and they'll probably have Jake versus Go. And I would think Go would win. But in saying that, they've shown a lot more confidence in Jake Lee than I think anyone could really have predicted. So it does become a very interesting match from a result standpoint.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I think, like I said, that was you basically just laid out what Striga said on the other show. So I think that there's definitely logic in that. For me, the thing is, when you see what happened, and I floated this out before the match even happened, and I remember us talking about it, and I know I don't think you agreed with me when I said this, Dean, when I mentioned this, but I said Nakajima was the dark horse to win even then, when they saw how many seats they sold right away in Korakuen. And I think seeing the match happen and knowing that they're not going to be a Budokan, I think Nakajima's going to win the tournament. I think Nakajima and Kento for the title is the main event at that show January 2nd. I think that's a major drawing match. You could sell out a big building with something interesting with. I think they're going to do something at so All Japan has two Yoyogi shows in the last quarter of the year, one in September and one in December. And I could easily see them doing some tag work there to build up the match in All Japan, and maybe even a singles match. I wouldn't put it past them. You know, you give Kento a big singles win before Nakajima wins the title. You have a tag match at the December show, and Yoyogi's a big arena for All Japan. And then that leads to the January 2nd show, where Kento challenges Nakajima at that point for the title. So basically, Nakajima won the first match in July. Kento would win a match in September. They do a tag match, which ends in a draw. And that the Axis versus Yuma and Kento match would happen in December. That would end in a draw, and that would lead to the January 2nd show to finally put a squash on that for now. You know, obviously they'll, you know, if you have enough money and you can make it work, which I think Noah should desperately plead to have Kento on their shows as much as they possibly can. And I think that's a major, major match. That's bigger than the other matches you can make. And I think it's possible. Maybe I'm being delusionally optimistic, but I think it's a possible reality that we could see that. And what you guys said about the second night of Wrestle Kingdom with the Noah versus New Japan, I think that's totally logical to have Okada and Kaito on there. It depends on what happens with Danielson. I could easily see Okada going on a big run to start out 2024 as well. I think that Nakajima gets another win here and wins the tournament, and that's where we go. I've laid it all out in my head. I don't want to let my expectations run wild, but I think when I saw that match, like I said, I said that before they even had the match, and everyone saw how great it was. So I you can't say that I'm swayed by the match itself, because I had a feeling, it was a gut feeling I had then, and now with the information and the match itself and the things we know, that feeling has swelled up to be, okay, I'm thinking this is more and more realistic. So I like how this whole thing has played out, first of all, that we all three have different winners to the tournament. I think that's a sign of a very quality tournament in and of itself, to where you have three all with good reasonings and rationales to win. For the things I laid out before with Go, Nakajima, and Kenno, where they go from there, that's where things get a little murky, I would say. Before the tournament, I think all three of them have great, legitimate things to build upon to win the tournament. I think that, again, that's a sign of a very quality tournament, you could say.
The only thing that gives me pause for thought is All Japan are running shows at Kurikan on the 2nd and 3rd, and you're going to need Kento at one, if not both of those shows to sell that place out. So does Kento do double duty on the 2nd? And, I mean, if he does that, or does he simply, like, do a promo on the 2nd and have some kind of, like, wind-down match on the 3rd like he did after the Nakajima match?
Mm-hmm. Historically, the 3rd has been considered the bigger show than the 2nd. Like, the show after the 2nd night is always kind of the bigger in wrestling, right? Than the first one, like a lot of the times. So we'll see how that plays out. But I could see that. I don't think that would affect things too much, honestly. I don't see Kento in a big spot in there, to be honest with you, in All Japan at that time. The way things are going now with Aoyagi, I think Aoyagi and Kento will have already had a match, or they'll build to it later. But I don't think it would happen.
That's my pick for the anniversary show.
What I think is going to happen too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's perfect sense.
Dylan, do you think, so does Nakajima beat Kento and retain the title?
I think he'll win the title, if that happens. I think you follow the money, you have a star, which you struggled to find with every single person you've tried in the past, and I think now you just give it a run, see what happens, and you hopefully, down the line, I think you build to Kaito beating Kento next year at some point to finally establish himself as a true ace with a big win that I think would actually legitimately benefit him over Kento.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with that. I just wonder, it is kind of a classic Noah move of, like, get the big star that's not really part of your company to come in and, you know, win the title to draw tickets. Like, it's what they did with Muto.
And I think this one, there would be so much buzz behind this one, much more so than Muto, actually. I think if Kento came in, I think people would, like, there's just a natural, there's a heart to it that you can't really replace with. Even someone like Okada, I think, doesn't have the cachet that Kento would have with a lot of Noah fans. Obviously, I mean, we would all love if Okada had a Noah run, I guess, if he became the champion, but that's not going to happen at the end of the day. So with Kento, you have a legitimate person like that that you can really build a lot of things with, and you have a lot of interesting things. And I think for him, I think he would be very interested in that, and All Japan as well, because – kind of where we started at this whole show when we were talking about Kento and Nakajima, he's faced these guys so many times that they have to, if you follow All Japan's booking, they constantly have to work around ways. We just saw it with Nagata being the champion, where him being the champion, you can't just have him be the champion all the time at the end of the day. So to have him have a break from the Triple Crown for a while, give him 6 to 8 months or however long you want to do it, I think that would actually benefit. It would not hurt All Japan that much if he took a break for a few months to go there. I don't think it would be a pain.
Well, you could do that kind of thing, like where you have him as champ defending on one All Japan award show, the GHC heavyweight title, like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
That sets up different scenarios that helps them sell out different shows. It helps both companies. It reminds me of what I said last year. It's become more the case this year. Wrestling this year is a little bit like a game of Fire Pro Wrestling. The the manager.
Yeah, I mean, I totally agree with that. Why? What about this idea? Let's say Kento and Aoyagi just remain a tag team for the rest of the year, and they do that Nakajima and Kento match, and they have another big title match for Yuma. Let's say they don't do a match, and Kento wins the title on January 2nd. That builds to Yuma versus Kento, GHC champion versus Triple Crown champion, in a major All Japan show.
That's getting a little... like, I feel like All Japan might... I don't know if I want that if I'm All Japan, you know?
If it ends in a time limit draw? Extends Kento, Yuma not beating Kento for a while. Or you could have double title situation.
That is how they oftentimes tend to think about it, is to play out Yuma beating Kento, like not have that happen immediately, but stretch it. But there is it's a couple of added wrinkles on top of how they tend to think, I believe, if I've got my read on All Japan.
Or you could even have a like Triple Crown title and a GHC title on the same show, on a big All Japan show.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you want to avoid that as well. So, you know, you can stretch things out for a long time, but I think you open the door up for big matches in the future. But that's just my thinking. Both of your ideas both make a lot of sense as well, I would say. I think Go is your kind of traditionalist route for Noah, you know, the representation that you get. Kenno, well-deserved. Everybody, like you were saying, he's kind of been the ace of the company for most of the year. With Nakajima, I'm playing the hot hand. Like, you know, Nakajima's never been hotter, never will be hotter than he is now. So you might as well just, you know, you might as well give him one last run at the top here to be that guy, and then bridge to another guy that you hope, and I think I'm pretty confident will be very hot for you. So I'm kind of playing the hot hands. Kenno is like well deserved. That's like a long term, good, steady build up for him. And to Go, like I said, it's a very traditional route. So I like that. Again, I like that we all had three different ideas and three different winners as well.
Well, so just what a remarkable turnaround for Nakajima within 2 years.
Absolutely. Yeah. I remember him in Fujita year and a half ago. I remember him in Hideki a year and a half ago in the tag match. I really think the thing is, before this Kento match, he wasn't hot. And like, you know, it was more like Go was the main guy, like coming back with Axis. But because of how things have happened with Kento, he now feels like one of the hottest guys in the company, if not the hottest. And that goes to show how quickly things can turn around. I mean, for even whole promotions, you could say that. You know, like things have gone bad for a while and then suddenly things change and like, you know, they go through a phase of changes. Even look at New Japan. They were terrible for the last few years. They've done a lot better, been a lot more well-regarded, won our half-year awards and our awards, and that never would have happened last year. Something like All Japan, they've had plenty of periods where things have looked great and then some periods where things have not looked great, but then they always rise again and go through another good period. Things in wrestling can change fast sometimes to where you look at a guy and you just remember all these negative things about Nakajima, and then you get this whole deal. He gets a huge win. Again, I never expected that to happen. Him beating Kento. If that had happened, I think my whole tune would be changed right now. But when that happened, maybe I'm just fanboying out right now, but I'll take it if I have to, because I think he feels like the hottest guy to me right now. And like I said, I'm going to play the hot hand in my predictions anyway. And like you said, that's a very stark change from last year. I mean, last year we were worried about, you know, we had all the stuff with Endo and Okada and things like that. There was all that craziness going on. And now, I mean, look at the emotion we've seen poured out for these guys, man. It's just wild.
I think it's really fantastic to just see the five, you know, five or so wrestlers that are probably going to be primed for big spots on the big New Year show with, you know, the three guys that we've been talking about, and then Kento and Kaito Kiyomiya coming back from what, you know, I think is going to be a decent G1 climax run, even if he doesn't really advance, or if he gets like a nice win over Sonata or something. Like, he's going to seem a little fresher than he did before he left. I think that's a really exciting group of wrestlers to kind of fantasy book for that New Year's show. I still think they're probably going to have to pull something out, whether it's like Akiyama or just some sort of, maybe they call Hiroshi Hase for another match. I don't know.
It's, oh yeah.
You know, they're going to pull something out of their kind of back pocket that's going to try and boost that gate. But them having access to Kento, I think, is a real game changer. And there's a lot of exciting prospects that you could play around with for that New Year's show.
One more thing before we wrap this up and get on out of here. Thank you guys so much for giving me so much time for this show. I had a ton of fun. Hopefully all the listeners did too as well. But I want to ask you guys about one thing. And Dean, I'll ask you first here. What do you think of Mara Fuji versus Ospreay?
I'm not the biggest Ospreay fan, but I think it'll be a good match. I think Mara Fuji is, you know, he turned back the clock in that Jake Lee match, and it was really exciting. I really liked that. Maybe he has a little juice left in him to do that one more night. I think it'll probably sell really well. You know, this, the Kento and Nakajima match was the biggest Korakuen show of the year so far for any promotion in Japan. And I think that this could be up there too, which is good. I mean, there's no better venue to watch. You know, I would rather them run a packed Korakuen than pretty much anything else, because you know the crowd is going to be super into it. So I'm excited for it. You know, I think it'll be fun. I think Ospreay will, you know, really bump like a psycho for Mara Fuji's wanted to wrestle him for a long time. And I think they'll put together something that's really interesting. So I'm looking forward to it. Curious to see what else is on the show, too.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. What do you think, Jonathan?
I'm ambivalent. I think that I was kind of understanding the fact that the match was going to happen when Ospreay made the kind of challenge during the Forbidden Door pay-per-view. But I just tend to think here that it's an anniversary show. It's his 25th anniversary as a wrestler. You want to commemorate things. You want to kind of look back a little bit. And the last time that he had one of these 5 years ago, it was Kenta. That was his opponent. I just think that they had better opportunity there to have someone who meant something to Mara Fuji. I was all for Ospreay having a match at some point because of the fact that it's going to be a draw and the fact that the challenge was laid out. But I would have thought, you know, you do that match as its own thing. And here I think it's not just a show, it's Mara Fuji's anniversary. I would have rather they had someone else come in that has some kind of significance to Mara Fuji. I think that a lot of fans wanted it that way. And yeah, I know that they want to sell the place out, but I'd rather have seen, I mean, Shinsuke Nakamura came into Noah back in January, helped them sell out the Budokan. He's not really doing much of anything right now in as far as WWE goes. I know that the Budokan was probably not technically a sellout, but it was very close in terms of the available seats, but I would think you could probably repeat that. Surely they could get Nakamura in against Mara Fuji. They had some good matches in the past in New Japan, or you could seek to have some kind of repetition there with a tag match with Kenta. I just think, in terms of, for my taste, there's just so many questions regarding Ospreay and stuff like that that I would probably rather seen it on a different show. That's just me. Yeah, what do you think?
How dare you disrespect Nakamura's feud with your own countryman, Bronson Reed? Right, once again.
Yeah, I guess I've just really been disrespecting my own country left, right, and center here. Yeah, that's a very Australian thing to do as well.
Well, Jonah is good, though. He had a great...
I do like Jonah. I have to say, though, that if it's a choice between a feud with Jonah or a match with Mara Fuji, what time can you book Nakamura's plane?
Okay. There. That's a good point. Yeah, I mean, I think it just feels like a... I mean, this show has every right to be a vanity show at the end of the day. You know, it's an anniversary show for the guy in the main event. So I would say whoever he wants to face. I think it's a first-time match, something to stir interest. I'm not Ospreay's biggest fan either, but I do think from a business perspective, I think this makes sense overall. I think that it's a dream match for Will, a dream match for Mara Fuji. I think it'll work out all right. Like you said, Dean, he did do a great job in that match with Jake and May, so I think the match will be all right. Like one of Mara Fuji's better matches he's going to put a lot of effort into now. And hopefully, I'd like to see a big celebration, even more so than the match, just like maybe a huge, like Muto did at his Dome show, where you had the great video package, you know, go through his career, bring people out, have Kotaro Suzuki there, you know, and people that he's familiar with, Kenta in the crowd, maybe he'll be in the undercard or something. Have all these people that are, you know, familiar with him to at least, you get the match with Ospreay, but also get what you were saying, Jonathan, as well. Try to add that pomp and circumstance at least. That's what I'm really hoping for most. For that show. But with that said, I think we've gone through everything in the N1 victory 2023. Who's going to get it right? Go, Nakajima, Kenno? Is it going to be somebody else entirely? Did we all get it wrong? It's going to be a fourth person on the roster. Is the head of the table going to be crowned the N1 victory champion 2023? There's a lot of different options here. So lots of fun stuff going in here. This is a fun tournament up and down. Like we were saying at the start, both blocks are very evenly matched. I think it's going to be really cool to follow, and I can't wait to talk to both of you guys about it again. And I really look forward to continuing that coverage once the tournament starts. But as I want to say, thank you both for coming on and giving so much time. Dean, I'll throw it to you first. You got anything you want to say to the people? Any last words? Anything you want to talk about to go before you go off?
I mean, thank you so much for having me on. It was really nice to talk with you and talk with Jonathan. I'm excited for this tournament. I think it's going to be really cool. We got a lot of great wrestlers in there. If you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at DNMT67. We are running a pick'em contest on the NOAH Discord server where it's a little different. There's like different tiers and you pick a wrestler from each tier, so you don't have to do the painstaking process of predicting every match. You just have to pick one from each tier and then you do it in 5 minutes and you're good. You're entered into the contest. So join up if you're interested in that. But thank you guys both. Really appreciate it. Had a great time.
What about you, Jonathan? What do you got to say to the people?
Again, it's been great to be on here and to kind of go through all this. I have to do some horrible, horrible things in order to get to the result that we had, but hopefully people forgive me those horrible results and remember my good picks. Currently I'm working on a NOAH book. I'm putting on the final touches for that. Hopefully before sending a draft to Hybrid Shoot, hope to have more to say about that sooner rather than later, but we'll see how that shakes out with the publishing process.
Why didn't you tell me this?
This is basically it's been how long now? At the end of been a year. Yeah, it's been a year.
This is like right around. I don't even think you had released Muto Years when you were playing this yet.
Yeah, no. It was a matter of send a pitch to them and while waiting write another book because I don't wait well. Yeah, I hope to have some more to say about it sooner rather than later. But again, I got to send the draft off to the publisher. I've spoken to a bunch of people about this one, about NOAH, about stuff, including the current host of this show. It's final touches this week. Send the thing off, and hopefully it will be good to go. But these things take time. It could be up to a year before they get the thing published. I really hope it's not that, but yeah, that's hope to have more to say about NOAH and more to say about the book real, real soon. But you know how these things can go. Outside of that, you can follow me on Twitter if you want some of my horrible, horrible wrestling takes at Jonathan Foy, all one word, all my name. I'm on Blue Sky as well. If anyone else is on there and wants to look for me, that's been a lot of fun to kind of go to a place that's like Twitter but not toxic. So it'd be interesting to see what Blue Sky grows into over time and if that lasts. Otherwise it's been really great to talk NOAH with you two guys. This definitely shaked out a lot better than my predictions were in terms of how I'd fare with the maths and stuff, so that was good. And yeah, three different results is not what I was expecting, so that's great.
Oh, absolutely. And whether it comes out in a month or a year or 10 years, plenty of time to read his other books, Ganbaru, the book all about the split between the 2000s All Japan, where it split to NOAH originally, the grand undertaking of this new company founded by Mitsuharu Misawa, of course, back then, and so much great information there from so many different sources you cited, and also the Muto Years, which is all about All Japan during the Muto Years. It would be stupid if it was a Shiraishi book and you called it the Muto Years. But
I don't know if you guys saw Shiraishi.
Yes, I did see this, of course. course.
Got arrested for a crypto scam. Just the perfect note to end his career on.
Yes, absolutely. Now that, if you wrote a book about Shiraishi, there'd be 100 chapters probably just on his two-year run, I would say, on there. There's so much that he did wrong in his life. Clearly not just in wrestling, just in life right now with what's happened recently, but, I mean, your book was very, both of your books that you've written so far were excellent. I reviewed them both for the Patreon. I'm pretty sure those were for free too. The search engine is not great on Patreon, but if you find it, you can listen to it. And I talk about the book, but I still recommend everybody reading them both. I think there's a lot of great information. You become a more grounded wrestling fan for that era of Japanese wrestling, because both of them are, you know, early 2000 centric, and the Muto years goes a little bit deeper further on. So I really appreciate your work, and I know this Noah book will be just as good when you get it out. So very much looking forward to it. Can't wait to hear about it. Obviously, when that happens, you will be here, and we will talk about it much more when that happens. And we'll talk about Noah more too. Obviously, you're going to Japan next month, so lots of fun stuff. Can't wait to hear your live takes on the show. On the Patreon too, I have another friend of mine, Yannick Spadouche. He talked about all kinds of stuff he did in Japan as well. That's going to be up by the time you hear this. That's on the Patreon tier. It's $5. Just put it in there. You can listen to everything. Single show coverage of New Japan shows. Lots of stuff coming up for Stardom, Five Star Grand Prix as well. Me and Sandre did a whole pick 'em show, which this was genuinely, the Noah show was much more like well put together than the Stardom show, just because of how the tournament's built up. But follow me on Twitter at Viva_Zero, at Eastern Lariat. We're always talking about stuff. I had a whole thread of our awards I put out recently, so, you know, you can look at all of the awards that's voted by all the fans. We got a ton of great fan support for the awards, tons of votes. We really appreciate it so much, and we appreciate you so much. Thank you guys so much for making everything possible and making everything, all the work that we do, all of our hours spent picking singular matches in the Noah tournament, all worth it. So as always, you know I love you, and until next time, sayonara.